Jaworski. Playing third base, number 19, Anthony Sherwin. Behind the plate catching, number 31, Will Bush. And on the mound for the Guerreros, number 99, Alonzo Treadwell. Fans, let's hear it for your 2024 Guerreros de Fayetteville. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor our men and women who protect our country. Performing tonight's national anthem is Perry Howell.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Tonight's Field of Dreams teams, the Carolina Sluggers and the Stedman Queen Bees. And tonight's High Five Tunnel, Fort Liberty Woodpeckers.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And full right one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved. He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Woodpeckers baseball is live on the air, and tonight the Fayetteville Woodpeckers transition to Los Guerreros de Fayetteville. It's Copa kickoff night, and on the other dugout, it's the Pescados of Carolina. We're excited to be with you tonight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app, and MILB.TV. Hi, everybody. Welcome inside the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman, pleased to be joined by Colin Casey as well to my left, and we are ready to roll for Game 5 of this six-game series featuring a pair of teams at the top of their respective divisions. The Pescados, the first-place team in the North at 20-9, tied with the Fredericksburg Nationals. Fayetteville with a game-and-a-half lead over the Southfield at 18-13 off a 6-0 shutout win yesterday, the third shutout victory of the season for Fayetteville. Tonight, Alonzo Treadwell gets the ball for the Fayetteville Guerreros, and he gets the matchup against right-hander Yorman Galindez. Treadwell, the second-round pick out of UCLA from a season ago, 1-1 with a 5.63 ERA, and coming off of five innings, a career-long on the road last Sunday at Delmarva, where he gave up just one earned run, walked one, and struck out six. Leading things off for the Pescados tonight is Daniel Guillarte. In the right side, the first pitch home and a swing and miss. Our ball game is underway. It's 7:07 p.m. tonight. It's a gorgeous day in Fayetteville. Sunny and 70 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, no rain in the forecast. Perfect night for baseball and a nice Saturday crowd is joining us. The first 1,000 in attendance getting a Guerrero's bucket hat just in time for the start of summer. Treadwell missed low with a breaking ball. It's 1-1 on Daniel Guillarte, a 279 hitter. Next pitch taken for a strike. Went with the fastball and got the high outside edge. Guillarte with three home runs, six RBIs, 24 total hits on the year, and a solid .386 on base percentage. He's also showcased some speed on the bases, eight stolen bags on the year. Guillarte, Yeferi Rodriguez, and Juan Baez top three. Next pitch on the ground out to third. A one hopper into Sherwin's glove. A shuffle of the feet. A firm toss across. And there's one gone for the Pescados. Here comes Yeferi Rodriguez and Colin. Welcome in. Let's work around that Fayetteville defense.
You're right, Chappie. Perfect day for baseball. And Alejandro Nunez will be out in left field today for Los Guerreros. It is Cesar Hernandez in center. Yamal Encarnacion in the right fielder. Sherwin at third. Chase Jaworski at short. Wander Luciano at second. Oliver Carrillo, the first baseman. Will Bush doing the catching.
First pitch up and in on Yeferi Rodriguez, and he backs away for ball one. Guillarte grounding out. Yeferi Rodriguez now from the left side, a 234 hitter. Takes a strike on a Treadwell fastball. Three home runs and 21 RBIs on the year for Rodriguez, including a four-ribby day in the series opener back on Tuesday. He drove in all of Carolina's four runs in a 4-1 victory. Here's a soft bouncer right side off of the bag. Carrillo fields. First baseman underhand flips to Treadwell covering, and the two link up for the 3-1 putout. Two quick outs, and it brings up Juan Baez. All right, so for our radio audience tonight, we'll describe these jerseys for you. The Copa uniforms, it's a unique look. For Fayetteville, it's a coral color theme, a coral hat with a sky blue bill with the Guerrero logo on the front. It's a kind of a warrior logo with a feathered headdress. And on the front of that coral uniform, it reads Guerreros in the script. A blue number on the back of the uniform outlined in white. The Guerreros kind of changed up their color scheme last year to go with that coral salmon, if you will. Pitch misses outside. And there's a little bit of comparison between the two jerseys today. The Pescados are in more of a hot pink uniform with blue sleeves, white numbers on the backs. A little bit of an orange trim around that blue sleeve as well. The 1-1 home. Fly ball struck well into the opposite field. Yamal Encarnacion a couple steps back and makes the grab short of the warning track. Alonzo Treadwell closes out a quick 1-2-3 start to the day. Pair of ground outs and a fly out. Now it's the time for the Guerreros to come up. Encarnacion, Carrillo, and Cesar Hernandez lead it off when we return. You're tuned in to Guerreros Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Come on, fans, you can do better than that. Make some noise for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score six runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. One, two, three.
Thank you.
for the Pescados. Number 46, Yormen Galindez. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Guerreros, the right fielder, number 0, Yamal Encarnacion.
Copa night in downtown Fayetteville, the Guerreros against the Pescados. Fayetteville steps to the plate and switch hitter Yamal Encarnacion leads it off against the righty Yormen Galindez. He winds and fires his first pitch, a fastball in for a strike to Yamal. Oliver Carrillo in the on-deck circle, Cesar Hernandez batting third. DH Juan Santander is fourth, followed by Chase Jaworski, Wander Luciano. The 7 through 9 are Anthony Sherwin, Alejandro Nunez, and Will Bush. Next pitch at 95 on the low outside part of the plate, just missed. And it's one ball and one strike on one of the Woodpeckers' hottest hitters this series. Encarnacion with 6 hits and 12 at-bats. The pitch in towards his back knee, missed, and it's 2-1. Altogether, he's 6 for 18 in May with a sky-high 478 on base percentage. Ricky Rivera with no other option than to keep him in the lineup daily. 2-1. Tapped foul behind home. Yamal, for most of April, was a platoon type. He would play every other day or every few days. And ever since the start of May, he has just found ways to get on in at bat after at bat. Galindez winding, throwing the 2-2 and missing up and outside. He puts the ball in play. He's only struck out 6 times all year, and he's pushed his season average to 230 with a couple of home runs. He went deep in yesterday's 6-0 victory. 2-run homer. Galindez winds and fires and misses low. Yamal Encarnacion in a 2-strike count finds a way to get on again. Draws a leadoff walk, and Oliver Carrillo will stand in. Yesterday was 3 big swings that drove in the 6 runs. Chase Jaworski started the scoring in the first inning with a 2-run double, then the Encarnacion home run, and this guy Carrillo went deep into the left field bullpen for his team-high 5th of the year. Carrillo stands in with a wide-open right side, the second baseman Briseño towards the middle, and the runner's going. Encarnacion breaking for second. The pitch goes wide of Diaz and all the way to the backstop. He goes on the first pitch and chose a good one to move on.
This is a breaking ball that I think Diaz expected a little further up, but it crosses him up, comes right back to him off the quick ricochet, but with the runner going on the pitch, and Encarnacion easily into scoring position.
Here's the pitch home. And Carrillo takes a slider right on the outside edge, a called strike, 1-1. So Carrillo and Hernandez here. Oliver at 244 on the season, a team-high 5 home runs, and he's well out in front of the team RBI lead now with 18 on the year. That's good for 10th across the entirety of the Carolina League. Out of the stretch, the pitch, and a curve wrapped foul towards that third base on deck circle. It's 1-2. The Pescado logo is a bonefish or a skeleton fish?
Yeah, it seems like just a skeleton of a mudcat.
Yeah.
They did a nice job of representing that.
Yeah, the catfish in kind of skeleton form. But the bright pink color scheme as a bouncing ball is hit foul just to the left of the third base bag, and Carrillo will remain in the 1-2 count.
It's very similar to the logos you'll see with Dia de los Muertos around Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same type of theme, but yeah,
right.
Really well thought out.
Yeah, it's a great look. A lot of these Copa alternate identities across minor league baseball, incredibly creative, and the logos are all unique. Encarnacion dancing off his second. Carrillo lays off a high and in curve. Didn't miss by much, but a good take squares the count, 2-2.
It's not a pitch I'd throw again if I'm Galindez. You leave a breaking ball up, and Carrillo's a guy who can hit it way out of the ballpark.
It was a hanging slider yesterday that he pummeled over the left center field fence. The set and the 2-2. Carrillo swings and pulls a deep one down the left field line. Castillo running over. He can't get there. It one hops off the top of the wall. Encarnacion hustling home. That ball did get over the fence, in fact. And a ground rule double has opened it up for the Guerreros. 1-0.
And what kind of pitch was it, Chappie? Breaking ball that caught too much of the plate. And he waded back and just yanked it down the left field line, about 5 feet short of the wall, but still plenty deep enough. And, of course, it pops out of play. And another great start for Fayetteville. They've gotten off to some great starts throughout this series, something that a lot of teams in the Carolina League have not been able to say when they've played the Mudcats.
So runner remains at second, nobody out. Cesar Hernandez takes the first pitch low. One ball and no strikes for a second straight game. The Woodpeckers have started the scoring in the first inning. Took a 2-0 lead right out of the gates last night. 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. The set in the 1-0. Hernandez takes a slider knee-high right on the outer half, a strike, and it's 1-1. Yorman Galindez, a 21-year-old right-hander, signed internationally out of Venezuela by the Brewers in 2022. He's put up some good numbers on the season entering tonight, a slim 2.08 ERA, which will jump a little higher on him after he gives up the early run here, now to 2.77. Fastball in for a strike at 95 miles an hour, and Hernandez down nothing and two. Cesar, the Cuban product, 245 hitter over his first few weeks as a pro with a home run and four RBIs. He swings and lines one out into center field. Rodriguez forward, and he makes the shoulder-high catch. Not deep enough for Carrillo to advance. He'll hold it second base. Juan Santander gets ready to swing it. And before he stands in, let's take a look at the Pescados defense.
In the outfield, Luis Castillo in left. Rodriguez making the play in center. And Righty Mercado gets his first start of the series out in right. Juan Baez, the third baseman. Daniel Guillarte at short. Miguel Briseño, the second baseman. Reese Walling, the first baseman. And Blayberg Diaz does the catching.
One out after the line drive to center. Now Juan Santander taking a fastball for strike one. Santander DHing today and batting cleanup. He has the high Black Sox. The 0-1. Curveball drops in, called strike two. Looked a little bit inside. And Santander will have to protect here. Juan batting 280 on the season with four home runs, second on the team, and 12 RBIs. 0-2 home. Another breaking ball. This one missed high and outside. It's 1-2. You know, it's a good thing that the pink coloring of the jerseys are kind of a different tone. Actually had to clear it with the umpires pregame that both teams could wear these jerseys, because there is some similarities to them. As a line drive is hit towards third, what a pick by Baez as he swirls it home and throws across the diamond in time to get Santander. Baez with that sweeping backhand, he utilized the momentum of the baseball to his advantage, kind of corkscrewed in the dirt, got to his feet and threw to first.
And that's what makes him a top 30 prospect player, not just the bat, but also his defense, both at third and second. He can play at an elite level. That's such a hard short hop to play by anybody, and a guy his size just able to reach down, pluck it, makes the throw to first.
Now it's Chase Jaworski. First pitch low and in, 1-0. Carrillo at second after his RBI ground rule double. It's 1-0 Guerreros in the bottom of the first. Galindez delivers. Jaworski takes outside, a breaking ball that missed, and it's 2-0. Galindez over 13 innings with 24 strikeouts. He gets a lot of swing and miss, nearly two strikeouts per inning on average. And only seven walks issued, just one home run given up. Jaworski takes on the inside, and it's 3-0. Pitch for Carolina last year, limited time, four games and two starts, and he had some success as a 20-year-old in this league. Pitched to a 1.50 ERA, only gave up three earned runs last season over 18 innings. 3-0 pitch. Jaworski had the green light, and he tips it foul in and out of Diaz's glove.
It's a tough one to catch up to when you got the green light there. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, top of the zone. But Jaworski, talented enough hitter where you kind of want him taking that chance.
Chase with a couple of great defensive plays in last night's game. 3-1. Takes a wraparound slider for strike two, and Galindez has fought back to fill the count. But he made a diving grab up the middle and over the shoulder catch, a bucket-style grab at that in short center field on a pop-up. Made a backhanded pick of a ground ball and a firm throw over to first at one stage as well. Every challenge posed his way, he made a nice play on. 3-2 payoff. And Jaworski strikes out. Galindez beat him with a curveball diving below the zone. He comes back from 3-0 and picks up the final out of the first inning. Guerreros are on the board first. An RBI ground rule double out of Oliver Carrillo scores Yamal Encarnacion. And we head to the second. 1-0. Guerreros on the Guerreros Broadcast Network.
Well, keep an eye out for Bunker, who will lead the charge. Get on your feet and join the fun. Let's go, Bunker! And while you're enjoying the game, be on the lookout for Surfside Iced Tea Plus Vodka, the perfect blend of premium vodka and real tea with only 100 calories and just 2 grams of sugar, all with absolutely zero bubbles in May. Surfside flavors include iced tea, peach tea, half and half, and lemonade. Let's make some noise and ride the Surfside wave this season. Let's go, Guerreros! For the Guerreros, Alonzo Treadwell. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Pescados, the left fielder, number 16, Luis Castillo.
Luis Castillo leads off for the Pescados in the top of the second. Alonzo Treadwell now pitches with a 1-0 lead and winds and fires. First pitch, a fastball pumped in for strike one. RBI ground rule double for Oliver Carrillo. He hopped it over the left field wall down the corner and brought in Yamal Encarnacion, the 0-1 now. And a line drive, fly ball lifted out into left center field. Nunez cutting over into the gap, stopping before the track and makes the catch. Four up, four down for Alonzo Treadwell. He has used the defense behind him for all four outs. And now squares off against Blayberg Diaz, the right-handed hitting catcher. Treadwell is coming off a career-long day. 5 innings on the road last Sunday in Delmarva. He gave up 5 hits, but only 1 earned run. Issued a walk and struck out 6, which was 1 short of a season high. But after his pitches were limited a bit in his debut going back to mid-April, he's stretched all the way out to about 75 or so with all of the others. They were first capping him around 50. But Treadwell's starting to settle in, and tonight makes his 6th appearance and 5th start. They haven't really been using him in the tandem role coming out of the bullpen only once. 1-1 the count on Diaz, the wind and offer. Curveball cut underneath of, and it's 1-2. Treadwell has the conventional 4-pitch mix, the fastball, curve, slider, and changeup. And he just recently celebrated a birthday as well on May 8th. So happy belated birthday to Alonzo Treadwell. 1-2 now. Swinging a pop fly off to the right side, drifting towards the stands, and foul.
And, 22 years old, and I think it's safe to say he's probably done growing at this point at 6'8". I don't think he can get much taller than that.
Yeah, you would think sometimes you still find a growth spurt at that stage, but Treadwell, the tallest pitcher on the roster at 6'8". Julio Marte behind him at 6'5". Pitch up and inside. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Benefit of that, everything you're throwing will, by physics, just have sink to it. So you're throwing downhill. That's why you'll see a lot of ground balls out of taller pitchers like Treadwell.
And he gets a foul ball out of Diaz here on a slider. And just that ability to come down the slope an inch or two further than everybody else, right? Just shorten up that distance to the plate, and the fastball is all that more explosive because of it. The wind, the kick, the 2-2. Diaz strikes out on a pitch in the dirt. Bush keeps it out in front. He'll drop the tag without Diaz attempting a run. And Treadwell has retired five in a row. He grabs his first strikeout of the day. Two gone for the Piscados. Miguel Briseño ready to stand in.
And the other thing there, longer wingspan, that means that breaking ball starts at a higher apex and just drops even further into the ground. And it's a good example of another benefit, but you also got to have a lot of skill, a lot of ability to locate that pitch. And Treadwell, the good chase pitch on Diaz.
First pitch swinging, Briseño hits it deep out into right. Encarnacion is onto the track. He leaps up and it is gone. Just over the drink rails in right field, Miguel Briseño continues a powerful May. He hits his third home run of the month and has tied this game 1-1.
And Chappie, that one was eerily similar to the first one he hit in this series with Encarnacion out in right field, leaping just out of his reach. But yeah, how about Miguel Briseño, a guy who was kind of in and out of the lineup over the last few weeks. Once Taden Hall was promoted for the Mudcats, he's gotten more playing time, and he has certainly made the most of it.
This is a odd little note now, and a pattern for Miguel Briseño. He has four hits in May, and three of them have left the yard now. Reese Walling in the left side takes a cut at the first pitch and was over a Treadwell curve. Briseño hit a home run on Thursday night in that 11-2 victory. Off the end of the bat, slow bouncer back towards the mound. Treadwell vacuums it up, underhands to first, and that is the inning. With two outs, nobody on, Miguel Briseño bops one out. He ties up this game 1-1. Piscados and Guerreros all level. Fayetteville coming back to the plate when we return for the bottom of the second.
Come out to the ballpark tomorrow to celebrate Mother's Day. The Woodpeckers will be wearing special on-field breast cancer jerseys that we'll be auctioning off. Proceeds from the auction will benefit the Woodpeckers Fund to be donated to local charitable breast cancer initiatives. We'll also be giving away a crossbody bag to the first 1,000 fans in attendance, courtesy of our friends from the Women's Wellness Center. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Guerreros, the shortstop, correction, the second baseman, number 13, Wainer Luciano.
Tied at one after Miguel Briseño leaves the yard to right in the top of the second. Home half of the inning, and Wainer Luciano leads it off. First pitch from Yorman Galindez is up and outside, and it's 1-0 on Luciano. Sherwin on deck, the lefty, and then another lefty in the hole in Alejandro Nunez. Next pitch down and away. It is 2-0. Luciano, originally from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, 206 hitter on the year with a home run and 8 RBIs. Here comes the pitch, and a changeup fades in there, a called strike, 2-1. The on-base just below 300 for Luciano at 299. He had a well-struck line drive in yesterday's game that was caught out on the warning track but left the bat at 107. Swings here and hits a high fly to the opposite field. Mercado angling towards the track, comes forward and makes the catch right on the rim of the dirt. And Luciano, a loud pop off of the bat on that one, but falls just short of the 325-foot marker and is out number one. Here comes Anthony Sherwin.
Yeah, got underneath it a little bit and maybe off the end of the bat as well a tad bit, but I think we're still slowly but surely seeing that home run power start to come out for Wander Luciano, and it's a matter of time before we start seeing him bring that home those home runs that we saw in the Florida Complex League last year.
His one home run of the year came on the road in Fredericksburg a few weeks back. Sherwin took the first pitch down the dirt. Galindez winds and throws the 1-0. Missed up and outside. Anthony had a hit yesterday. He's out to a season-long hit streak of three games. And he's 5-for-16 in the month of May. That's good for a 313 average. Pitch up high. 3-0, and he can wait for the perfect one here. He's up to 221 on the season, a home run and 9 RBIs, 15 total hits on the year for Anthony. Third baseman Baez plays shallow. The 3-0 is up high. And Sherwin didn't see anything he liked. Four-pitch walk. Down to first he goes. Second walk for Galindez. And with one out, it'll bring up another lefty in Alejandro Nunez.
Seen some really good discipline over the week from Fayetteville, and with a pitching staff like the one the Pescados have, I mean, you want to make them work as hard as possible, and I think Fayetteville's been able to achieve that over the course of the five games.
Pitch outside to Nunez, and five straight balls now for Galindez. Galindez is coming off of a game where he struggled with some command. He struck out 8 over 3 2/3 innings, which was impressive, but he also walked 3. The 1-0 sits back and takes a breaking ball for a strike. 1-1 on Nunez. Originally from Havana, Cuba, he's batting .246 on the season without a home run, but he does have a triple. 3 RBIs on the year, 15 total hits. Swings and spoils this one off. Now to 1-2. And Nunez has a good on-base percentage at .361. 3 doubles along with his triple, 4 total extra base hits. Second baseman Briseño plays midway along the dirt. Third baseman pretty shallow as well. Pickoff throw going to first, and Sherwin dives back in. Sunlight still covering most of that right side of the infield, but all the pitcher's mound and home plate circle are covered in the shadow of the ballpark now. A little bit of sun actually in the eyes of Galindez out there on the mound. Pitch drifts outside, and Diaz had it pop out of his mitt, but looks Sherwin back to first. Might be a little bit of a distraction out there on the mound right at this moment of the evening. That's setting sun just gleaming from behind our press box, and looks like it's probably in the eyes of Galindez a bit.
Yeah, last year it's still mostly sunlight with the 5:05 starts on Saturdays.
The 2-2 now. Hanging breaking ball bounced over to first. The tag of the bag. Walling goes to second, where the tag is applied on Sherwin by Guillarte, and the inning is over. A 3-6 double play as they go in reverse, and the Guerreros are out of the inning. Galindez faces the minimum, and we head to the third. 1-1 tie on Copa night. It's the Guerreros and the Pescados in downtown Fayetteville.
Get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. Get loud. Say God.
for the Guerreros, Alonzo Treadwell. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Pescados, the designated hitter, number 6, Yoshuar Garcia.
It's the third inning, and Alonzo Treadwell returns to the mound. We're tied at 1 between the Pescados and the Guerreros, and now to take over the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Gracias, Andrew Chapman, as that pitch misses upstairs. I still got my AP Spanish
that's right,
in there somewhere deep in my mind.
De nada?
There you go.
There we go. Okay.
Alonzo Treadwell, so far through two innings, giving up just the one mistake on a solo home run from Miguel Briseño. As Yoshuar Garcia now with a 1-1 count. Garcia has quietly found himself now in fourth as far as qualified hitters in the Carolina League, batting .325 on the year. Has one home run and 12 runs batted in, but he lays down a bunt, and it's a good one in front of the mound, and there's no play to be had. And look out as Bush runs into Treadwell, into his right leg. Bit of a miscommunication, but there really wasn't much of a play to be made on the speedy Garcia. Second hit for the Pescados today, and leadoff man is on. Thing is that Treadwell's all right.
Well, it really did split the difference there between pitcher and catcher. He drew a midway line, a half-court line, if you will, between those two. It probably landed right on the line, and it's a tough play to communicate when the two are charging towards each other.
Now Garcia threat to run on the bases as the first pitch to switch hitter Ryde Mercado misses a little bit low for Treadwell. Yoshuar Garcia right now tied for fourth in the Carolina League in stolen bases with 13. He's part of a tie with Fayetteville's Chase Jaworski. And there goes Garcia. Pitch misses low and outside. The throw down by Bush. The tag by Jaworski not in time. So make it 14 stolen bases now. And into scoring position is Garcia with nobody out. For Mercado, .214 batting average on the year, no homers, a pair of runs batted in. Played for Carolina last year as well. So not his first time seeing Fayetteville and playing here at Segra Stadium. 2-0, half swing, Mercado couldn't hold up. Pescados, of course, an alter ego being the Mudcats, but they are in a tie right now in the North Division with the Fredericksburg Nationals for first place. Frednats, though, one game up on them in the win column at 21-10, Carolina 20-9. Mercado very late on the fastball, it's 2-2. So those two steadily neck and neck. Certainly can't forget about the third-place team right now, the Lynchburg Hillcats. They've been playing some great baseball, winning 7 of their last 10, just 3 games out of the picture. 2 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. The pitch, fastball upstairs. Game number 32 on the year for Fayetteville, 18-13. And now it's one of their best starts in franchise history. Payoff pitch, curveball a little bit high. No, called strike 3. Late signal from home plate umpire William Pascal, and Mercado is rung up for the first out. What do you see there, Chappie? That one catch the zone?
Yeah, TrackMan strike zone had that one just at the top of the strike zone. Probably not the spot that Treadwell was wanting to put it, but got the result.
That is strikeout number 2 for Alonzo Treadwell, one away. And the defending Carolina League Player of the Week, Daniel Guillarte, bats for a second time. That pitch comes in, it's a strike, but Will Bush was not expecting the fastball, and it caught him on the shoulder, rolled away. Garcia advances to third, and hopefully Will's all right. Certainly a miscommunication there, and he'll end up going in the books as a pass ball.
You could tell that he was in some pain as he chased after that ball, but no time to waste when you're behind the plate and one squirts away from you. Bush caught it square in the shoulder. Almost looked like it nicked him on the side of the mask as well. And you can see him get back in the crouch quickly.
Ricky Rivera and trainer Kylie Gilbert were quick to come out of the dugout, and Bush was quick to send them right back where they came. 1-0 is down in the dirt, and there's a nice stop from Bush. No rest for the weary. Prevents that from going to the backstop. In all likelihood would have given Carolina the lead. Fayetteville brings their infield in, trying to get Garcia on a ground ball. 1-1 count on Guillarte. Pitch is a slider. Dips down and outside. Treadwell playing his college baseball at UCLA in the Pac-12, and certainly not exactly where UCLA will be playing in the future with the demise of the Pac-12. There's a chopper up over the head of Sherwin into left field, and that will score Garcia. An RBI base knock for Daniel Guillarte, and it is a 2-1 lead for Los Pescados.
Yeah, if you're playing straight up third there, 5 or 10 feet behind the bag, Sherwin probably has a chance to grab that ball in a leap, but he was even with the bag, even slightly in front of it. And that was the difference. Just a big springboard off the front of home plate, and Guillarte delivers.
First run batted in of the week for Guillarte. He's gotten on base quite a bit. Finally cashes in on an RBI chance. Now he has a big lead off of first as Yoferi Rodriguez takes a breaking ball in the dirt. There goes Guillarte. The throw down pops out of the glove of Jaworski, and Guillarte moves up on the wild pitch. Would have been a close play if he got it cleanly, but I do think, regardless, Guillarte was going to be in there safely, and both will take a second and regroup.
You know, Bush has quick reflexes behind the play. When one does get away from him, he's able to identify the ball quick and still try and salvage those pitches down to the dirt, try and pick off runners, and Jaworski held it, would have had a chance there.
Rodriguez, who's 0-for-1, takes a fastball inside for a ball. One of the top prospects in the Milwaukee Brewers system. Still just 18 years old. Doesn't turn 19 until December. And he'll lay off a fastball up and outside. Rodriguez played last year in the Dominican Summer League, where he belted 6 home runs, drove in 36 over just 52 games played. He was named as a midseason All-Star. He's taking all the way 3-0, and finally Treadwell finds the zone. Born in San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 3-1, and he swings underneath it. Popped up, heading towards the third base dugout, and it will land out of play. Hopefully everyone's all right over there. So that'll fill the count. Two to one lead for Carolina. Series all square 2-2 between the two first place teams in the league. Payoff pitch, down in the dirt, ball 4. Another breaking ball, but Rodriguez does not oblige. He heads down to first base. It's the first walk allowed by Alonzo Treadwell tonight.
He's got a confidence in the curveball. You know, he's willing to throw it in a 3-ball count. His put away pitch that he was really comfortable with on Sunday in Delmarva. Majority of his strikeouts were on the off-speed ball. And then he trying to grab something on the ground, use the defense behind him early. A roller on the infield would be a gift right here.
Good guy to have at the plate if you're Carolina. Juan Baez, who struck out only one time all week. Going to get something in play and expand the one-run lead. He'll take a fastball very close, but outside. Baez hit one well his first time around, but it was right at Yoval Encarnacion out in right field to end a 1-2-3 first. Treadwell retired the first 5 batters of the game. And he gets a chopper up the middle. Jaworski gloves it, a glove flip, barehanded at second, and they turn the double play. Jaworski to Luciano to Carrillo. And in the snap of a finger, the third inning comes to an end. What a play. Carolina, though, does tack on a run. They take a 2-1 lead as we go to the bottom half of the third. This is Los Guerreros de Fayetteville Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
We'd like to say thanks to all our groups in attendance tonight. If you see your name on the big board, make some noise and let us know where you're sitting. We'd also like to give a special shout out to everyone celebrating their birthday with us tonight. Check the names on the big board.
Yo no sé de poesía ni de filosofía, solo sé que tu vida yo la quiero en la mía.
Yo no sé cómo hacer para no tenerte la gana que te tengo, cómo hacer para no quererte. Yeah.
Tú, nadie como tú, no hay un sustituto para ese cuerpo tuyo que a mí ya me tiene cucu. En un rato te busco, voy y te acurruco.
Yeah. Back on the mound for the Pescados, your man Galindez. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Guerreros, the catcher, number 31, Will Bush.
9-1-2 due up for Los Guerreros in the bottom of the third inning. 2-1 the lead for Carolina. And Will Bush will get his first at-bat of the ballgame, facing off against right-hander Yorman Galindez. And Bush swings and misses. Count is nothing and one. Pitch number 40 for Galindez. Giving up just the one run so far. Will Bush hitting 157 on the year. No homers, six runs batted in. Does have a pair of doubles. He falls behind, nothing in two. Bush standing at 6'4", 230 pounds. The infield shading him to the pull side. Third baseman Baez playing near the conventional shortstop spot. Waste pitch there from Galindez. It's now 1-2. Bush, 16th round pick in last year's draft. Stays alive, fouls it to the left. A little bit of a taste of professional baseball, 9 games with the Florida Complex League Astros last summer, and that one comes in and gets him. Just grazed his lead arm, and the leadoff man is aboard for Fayetteville. Certainly one that Galindez would like to have back, just a getaway fastball. And that's been a bit of a theme for Carolina pitching throughout the series. A lot of hit batters, including 5 a few nights ago on Wednesday, which tied a franchise record for Fayetteville, most batters plunked in a game.
Yeah, that was crazy. There was a stretch where 4 batters were hit over a 5-man stretch. And Will Bush will take the HBP after falling down 0-2 in the count.
And the first pitch to Yoel Encarnacion gets away from Diaz. Bush quickly advances to second. So maybe some command issues for the normally accurate Galindez. Tying run now in scoring position. Nobody out. Yamal his first time around. Drew a walk. Stole second. Came around to score on the Oliver Carrillo ground rule double. And time called by the catcher, Diaz. Look at second for Galindez. Now he fires. And Encarnacion takes a called strike inside half. Of course, Encarnacion with the big game on Wednesday where he had 4 hits and scored 4 times. He'll take a breaking ball down and away. He's the most recent Fayetteville player to do so. Last one was Garrett Gilmet in August of last year. Catcher and former Texas Longhorn. Encarnacion foul tips that one. The only player last year to score four runs multiple times in the Woodpeckers 2023 season. Barely actually played for Fayetteville. That was Ryan Clifford, who got a quick promotion for the end of the first month of the season. And Clifford was eventually traded to the New York Mets organization for Justin Verlander ahead of the deadline, along with former Astros first-round pick Drew Gilbert. 2-2 to Encarnacion, and he fouls it straight back. Fayetteville scored first in this one. They have not lost this year when scoring first. And Encarnacion takes a high fastball, full count. After scoring first yesterday, picking up the win, they moved to 11-0 on the season when firing the opening salvo. Very impressive statistic. The 3-2, curveball hit on the ground to short. The throw from Guillarte goes to third, and Bush is out. Molly Encarnacion, in the meanwhile, reaches it first, and for Bush, thought it was better off going back to second base with that ball hit right to Guillarte. One down. That'll bring up Oliver Carrillo. His first time up. Ripped one down the left field line for a ground rule double that gave Fayetteville their early lead. One ball, no strikes, and for Carrillo, it was his 19th run batted in on the year. Most on the team. Throw over Encarnacion back, but that's a balk. Balk has been called on Yorman Galindez. And Ricky Rivera over in the third base coach's box almost made a gesture saying, finally, so I think he might have noticed something in Galindez's pickoff delivery that he thought was suspect, and Andrew Schrock noticed it this time around. So tying run back in scoring position now with one out, and Encarnacion's on the move. Laid off by Carrillo, a quick throw down, and safe is Encarnacion. He needed every bit of that great jump over at second because Blayberg Diaz had a perfect throw over to Baez. Perfect tag, still wasn't enough.
It's impressive what Encarnacion's been able to do on the bases today. A pair of stolen bags against a guy who varies up his timing quite a bit. Galindez he'll pause for a while. Sometimes he'll try and quick pitch.
The 2-0, and Carrillo takes one downstairs. In the meantime, Carolina will keep their infield back with one out. And for Carrillo, certainly the green light will be on. See what Galindez does. Goes right after him and puts a fastball on the outside part. 3-1. Cesar Hernandez on deck. Hit the ball pretty well his first time up. And the 3-1 is cracked out to center field. This one will fall and roll all the way to the fence. Encarnacion trots home. The second RBI double of the game for Oliver Carrillo ties the ball game 2-2 in the bottom of the third.
Well, Carrillo's got to love hitting behind Encarnacion, right? He's an on-base machine. He just finds ways to get on, and Carrillo, the top RBI guy, now at 20 on the season. Big round number for Carrillo. That's going to put him inside of the top 10 across the entire circuit. And boy, he has had some solid contact last couple of days. You said it yesterday, Colin, but he hits the ball. There's no soft flare hits with Carrillo. It's all or nothing.
That's now 7 runs batted in the series for Carrillo. He's hit safely in his last 3 games. Has 6 hits and 14 at-bats, and has been arguably the most dangerous hitter in the lineup, with the exception of maybe Yamal Encarnacion. Quick mound visit for Carolina pitching coach Michael O'Neill to talk it over with Galindez, and Fayetteville bouncing back after losing the lead in the top half of the third inning, and now Cesar Hernandez has the go-ahead run in scoring position with one down. Galindez, a couple of glances at second, now his first offering, and Hernandez pops it up, shallow left field, Castillo having to come all the way in, and the left fielder makes the grab for the second out. So Galindez bounces back, retires Hernandez on just one pitch, and now it's up to Juan Santander to try and bring home this go-ahead run. Certainly another candidate for one of the hottest hitters in the lineup with the two home runs he's hit this week against Carolina. Now gives him four on the season, and that average, 276, came into tonight with the highest on the team, surpassing Kenny Gomez for the qualified hitters. Slider misses down and outside. Galindez approaching 60 pitches. Still no action in the Carolina bullpen to this point. Leash a little bit longer for the Mudcats' arms. A spin over and no throw from Galindez. Two runs on three hits for Fayetteville. Two on two hits for Carolina. 1-0 is cracked into center field over the leap of Briseño. Rounding third, Carrillo. Here comes the throw to the plate, and he slides in safely to give Fayetteville the lead back. Juan Santander delivers with two outs. It's 3-2.
Well, that ball was hit pretty hard, 101 off of the bat, right after the Carrillo line drive, and it's all barrels right now for the Guerreros.
Seeing some good resiliency once again for Fayetteville. We saw it on Wednesday after they fell behind 3-0 in the first inning. And now Chase Jaworski will try and keep the two-out rally alive. Foul tips the first pitch right into the mitt of Diaz. And you're looking at an offense for Fayetteville that's having probably the most success out of anybody this year against Yorman Galindez. Came in with an ERA just over 2. He spikes a curveball, but a nice stop by Diaz. Back on his previous outings, and this is the most earned runs he's given up in an outing all season long. Previous high was in the opening weekend series against Salem, where he gave up a pair over 2 2/3. Jaworski wraps it foul towards his dugout. As far as pitch count goes, Galindez is projecting to surpass his season high, which was 68 last time he pitched against the Salem Red Sox back on the 27th. Short lead for Santander off of first, the 1-2 to Jaworski. Off the end of the bat, and it will land in foul territory off to the left. Been a back-and-forth series all week long. Opener was won by Carolina. Fayetteville came back on Wednesday to walk it off and even the series. Carolina would win on Thursday, and then 6-0 shutout victory for Fayetteville last night. Santander on the move, swinging away is Jaworski, and he fouls it back. So the hit and run on. We've seen Santander in motion quite a bit this week. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two home for Los Guerreros in this third inning. Galindez nods, gets his sign, the 1-2. Curveball. Jaworski will make him throw another. Really good Saturday night crowd on hand here in downtown Fayetteville, and they couldn't have asked for a much better night of baseball, both weather-wise, team-wise, the top two teams in the Carolina League. Already seen some fireworks in the first third of this ball game. Another 1-2 hit on the ground slowly, left side. Juan Baez charges, and he throws a strike to first. That ends the inning. Not before an RBI double from Oliver Carrillo, his second of the game, and an RBI base hit from Juan Santander propels Los Guerreros back in front, third of the way through this one. 3-2 Fayetteville. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, Fonzie. Oh, no.
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Hey fans, take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers. All right, so cool. Back on the mound for the Guerreros, Alonso Treadwell. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Pescajos, the left fielder, number 16, Luis Castillo.
Middle third of the Carolina lineup, stepping in against right-hander Alonso Treadwell. 3-2, Los Guerreros lead Los Pescados. Breaking ball misses upstairs for ball one to start this fourth inning from Segra Stadium. Treadwell has given up a pair of runs so far over three innings, a pair of strikeouts as well. And he locates a slider on the inside corner. And Castillo will ask for time. And certainly after Fayetteville put up two runs in the bottom half of the third, but go back to the top of the third and massive double play ball that Treadwell was able to get Juan Baez to bounce into, limiting the damage to just the one run, and Fayetteville quickly got those runs back. And then some. Castillo out in front of the good changeup. It's 1-2. Luis Castillo with four home runs on the year. Batting average at 189 in his third season with Carolina. And he takes a breaking ball down and in. Hit a mammoth home run earlier this week off the top of Healy's bar. One of the furthest homers to right we've seen so far this season. 2-2 from the former UCLA Bruin is sprayed foul off to the left. Be pitch number 49 from Treadwell. And here it is. Curveball. Couldn't quite snap it down into the zone. Full count. Fayetteville will wrap up their series with Carolina tomorrow. 5:05 first pitch here at Segra. Lane Pena set to square off against Josh Timmerman. Payoff pitch is hit in the air high and down the right field line. Yamal Encarnacion underneath it and secures it for the first out. Ball hung up there forever, but it gave Encarnacion plenty of time to track it down. And Castillo goes back to the dugout, one down in the fourth. That will bring up Leyburg-Diaz after Sunday's series finale. Both teams will get a day off, and for Fayetteville, they will embark on a 12-game road trip. as Diaz fouls that one straight back. Six out in the western part of the state. At Atrium Health Ballpark against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, and then they'll take on the other pair of Sox, the Salem Red Sox up in Virginia. Diaz takes a fastball knee high, 0-2.
Just an absurd game that Salem was involved in yesterday. Yeah. They no-hit Columbia through 10 innings and then lost the game, gave up four runs on one hit in the bottom of the 11th.
One of the strangest ones you'll see, as that one is chopped foul. It was a nothing-nothing game going into extras. And ultimately, yeah, the one hit was a two-run double, and then they had a two-run sacrifice fly to walk it off. The game also had an inside-the-park home run for Salem. Had just about everything. Foul tipped, held on to by Bush. And Treadwell has his third strikeout and set down the first two in this fourth inning.
It wasn't a good result for the Woodpeckers. Vanville looked like they were going to be 2.5 games in front of Columbia if the Fireflies lost that game, and then they score four in the bottom of the 11th and still game and a half lead going into tonight.
Here comes Miguel Briseño, who took Treadwell over the fence his last time around but swings through an off speed for strike one. Just over the wall in right field. It's chopped foul. Briseño from Caracas, Venezuela. As I said before, trying to capitalize on the promotion of Taden Hall. He plays a little bit of first base, but versatile infielder, can play pretty much anywhere on the infield, and it's exactly what Nick Stanley's doing, playing him all over the place, giving some guys some rest here and there. Big name out of the lineup today, Cooper Pratt, the shortstop, gets his first day off of the week. Number 10 prospect in the Milwaukee Brewers system. Briseño in his fourth professional season, his first in single A. Takes an 0-2 curve down and outside. Had a really terrific year in the Arizona Complex League last year, though. 30 games, he hit .313. Slugged .361, drove in 10 runs. It's a pop-up. This will stay on the infield. Second baseman Luciano comes over, but it's the shortstop Jaworski who has it, and it's the second 1-2-3 inning of the ball game for Alonzo Treadwell. Go to the bottom of the fourth. Still a 3-2 lead for Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, let's head to the starting line for tonight's Village Family Dental Trank Race. Take it away, Dom.
Me gusta mi reggae.
One, check, two. All right, so this is going to be very, very interesting. We've got a taco, a hot dog, and mustard about the race. So you guys go all the way down where the checker flag is. You guys ready? Who's going to win? 3, 2, 1, go! All right, it looks like Buster's gonna give, but Taco's right behind. Come on, hot dog! Buster's still in the lead. You guys, cheer him on, guys! Oh, Taco's edging up! Come on, come on, come on! Ooh, what a close call! That's the Village Family Dental Trike Race. Village Family Dental, where we got eight convenient locations. Back to you guys in the booth.
Back on the mound for the Pescados, Jorman Galindez. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Guerreros, the second baseman, number 13, Warner Luciano.
Juaner Luciano kicks it off in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fayetteville leads Carolina 3-2. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, happy to have you on this Saturday night from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Pitch misses down and outside from Yorman Galindez in his fourth inning of work. Approaching 70 pitches. This one would tie a career high. He does just that, but he misses down and outside. Now we start to see a little bit of action. A right-hander starting to loosen up in the Pescados bullpen. High fastball, and it's quickly 3-0 on Luciano, who is 0-for-1, flew out to right field, just missed one. Trying to go the opposite way. Takes the 3-0, outside ball four. Four-pitch walk. And the third, handed out by Galindez. He's also hit a batter. And so Fayetteville, for the second straight inning, has the leadoff man on.
And it's consecutive games now for Galindez where he has given up three walks. Allowed three last time around at home against Salem. Third time this year that he's walked three.
Here's the Pittsburgh-born lefty. Anthony Sherwin takes ball one upstairs. Of course, Pittsburgh in the major league level news today with the debut of number one overall draft pick, Paul Skeens. His debut had a little bit of everything. But that strikeout pitch, that powerful fastball, that sharp breaking slider, all on display. Certainly saw what Skeens is capable of. And a very quick debut for him after being drafted last July, less than a year later. 1-0, and Sherwin takes a called strike up the letters.
Yeah, that was a really odd game. Pirates were up 6-1. Skeens left with a couple runners on. The bullpen sort of imploded. A couple runs came home to Skeens record, so he gave up three earned, and the Pirates blew the lead, and then the rain came and delayed him.
That tarp ended up going on the field. Pitch misses inside, and Pirates built that lead with back-to-back home runs. Connor Joe left the yard, and then O'Neill Cruz with a rocket. 117 miles an hour off the bat. Nearly ended up in the Allegheny River. Luciano's on the move. The 2-1 misses outside. Diaz catches it, throws down, and they get him. Tag placed on the back, and Andrew Schrock calls him out. Ricky Rivera can't believe it. And he's going to have a discussion with Schrock. Tag was quickly placed on Luciano. And Rivera able to cool off quickly. Probably a good thing because Schrock's already thrown him out of one game this week.
Yeah, Ricky probably doesn't want to double the fine after the ejection earlier in the series. But it'd be worth looking at, you know, slow motion replay if you had that ability to review from the dugout. Tag was on the shoulder, but it looked like his foot may have gotten in there.
Sherwin swings through that breaking ball from Galindez, and it's now 3-2. Definitely was a close play. Much needed first out for Carolina. Galindez back in the windup now with nobody on, and his 3-2 is skipped in the dirt. Another walk. Back-to-back base on balls, and Sherwin has drawn two of those walks so far. And Nick Stanley, manager for Carolina, will make his way out of the dugout, out to the mound, and he is looking towards the visiting bullpen, and he will make a move to the right-hander. So Yorman Galindez gets some help from his defense to get the first out of the fourth inning, but he will depart after 3 1/3 innings. Throws 76 pitches and is currently on the hook. We'll tell you about the new right-hander for Los Pescados when we return. One on, one out, bottom of the fourth, 3-2 Fayetteville.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to take...
This pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has digital instants? Which means you can have instant fun and instant wins from your mobile device or computer. Register to play digital instants today for a whole new way to win. Now pitching for the Pescados, number 17, Morris Austin.
Alejandro Nunez steps into the batter's box. He will take on the new right-hander for Carolina, and it is Brewers' 10th round pick from last year's draft, Morris Austin, making his second appearance of the series. Anthony Sherwin leads off of first, a one-run lead for Los Guerreros, and Nunez takes ball strike one on the outside corner. Morris Austin on the year, 2-1 with a 2.63 earned run average. This is 9th appearance, all in relief, does have a save, and has pitched 13 and two-thirds innings, 20 strikeouts to 8 walks. 0-1, and Nunez fouls it right over the press box. Austin taken in the 10th round, the Texas native, was drafted out of Houston Christian University and played his college baseball under a former Houston Astro in Lance Berkman, currently the head coach for that program. 0-2. Fastball misses, back pick attempt, and Sherwin dives in safely, gets that right hand in just in time.
Down in that first base dugout, Alonzo Treadwell is doing some Michael Phelps type of arm movements. He's trying to stay as warm as he can during what's been a little bit of a long inning with the pitching change.
So safe to say we'll see him at least to start the fifth inning. Nunez spoils another one foul. See if Treadwell can match the 5 innings he went on the road against Delmarva last week. No Fayetteville arm this year has started a game and gone more than 5 innings, however. A number of guys have gotten to that 5-inning limit and have stopped there. Throw over, and Sherwin back with a dive, tag placed by Walling. Nunez ground into a double play his first time around. That ended the second inning for Galindez. Parts after 3 1/3 and is responsible for Sherwin over at first now. The 1-2 dips below the zone. For Galindez as it stands, he's allowed 3 earned runs on 3 hits, walked 4, and hit a batter. Just the 1 strikeout. It was Jaworski he fanned. 2-2 is a pitch that misses upstairs. Chap, you got to look at that play, by the way, in which Luciano was thrown out at second base during the break, and certainly looked like manager Ricky Rivera had a case with his argument.
Yeah, Ricky with a good argument as he moved out there to talk to the base ump, Andrew Schrock. Looked like Luciano on the freeze frame had his heel on the bag before the tag was slapped on his shoulder.
Payoff pitch fouled off by Nunez, who continues to battle. Will Bush waiting on deck. Austin's payoff. Fouled off yet again. Morris Austin, 24 years old, just turned 24 in March. Spent 3 seasons at Houston Baptist. Very effective in limited action in 2022, and that is ball four. How about that plate appearance from Alejandro Nunez? Good example of why his on-base percentage is so high. He draws a walk, and it's now three straight walks in the inning for Carolina pitching. Puts two on with one out.
Yeah, three straight walks, now five on the game. Very uncharacteristic for a Carolina staff that has the best whip across the entire Carolina League at 1.21. They prevent free base runners, but Woodpeckers have to take advantage here.
Will Bush, man looking to do so, takes strike one, and they were first in earned run average, Chappie, at the start of the week, but Fayetteville's put together so many solid offensive games that they've tumbled down to fourth, 3.45 as a staff. Austin at 93 on the fastball, misses up and outside. Sherwin at second, Nunez at first. Moderate leads for them both. The 1-1. Close fastball, and Austin doesn't get the call. Big League Astros currently in action out in the D, Detroit. And it has been a game to forget so far for Houston. They trail 8-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Seven runs second inning for the Detroit Tigers. Off speed, same spot, and once again, it misses outside.
Yeah, tough return today for Christian Javier off of the injured list with a neck stiffness issue. Rehabbed in Corpus Christi to get right, but I guess his velo was down today, and he got hit for those seven runs.
Grand slam from Mark Canna doing most of that damage. 3-1, and Bush lines it down the left field line. Fair. This will roll into the corner and score at least one. Sherwin is in. Here comes Nunez. Guilarte will eat it. A two-run double for Will Bush. And the lead grows to three for Fayetteville.
Well, that one's got to feel great for Will Bush. He has some family in the house tonight. They'll love to see it. Bush had his first hit in May yesterday. And on that double, starting to string together some good ABs. He's changed up his stance a little bit. He's a little bit more upright right now. It's an adjustment they've made just recently. And a huge two-run double. That's exactly what you needed against a good Carolina team. They're not going to walk you as much as they have tonight. It's a little bit against the norm for them, but the Woodpeckers make them pay.
Fayetteville seeing production up and down the lineup. They've got, of course, the two RBI doubles from Carrillo in the two spot. Yoel Encarnacion has scored twice in the leadoff spot. Now 7, 8, and 9 hitters coming up big time in this fourth inning. Now another insurance run standing on second base with only one out for Yoel Encarnacion. Morris Austin, pitch misses down and outside. That'll close the book on Galindez. He is charged with the first run that comes in, so a total of four earned runs for him. The second run, Nunez, ends up in Austin's row on the score sheet. 1-0, and Encarnacion, it's a high fly ball out towards left center field. Yoferi Rodriguez circles back, makes the catch. Bush is going to try and tag up. The throw is cut off by Guilarte. The relay not in time. Aggressive base running for the Fayetteville catcher pays off. And he is 90 feet away with two down. Yoferi Rodriguez has quite the arm, but decides to hit Guilarte there on the cutoff. And Bush showing some good speed for a catcher on that tag up. And another RBI chance for Oliver Carrillo. Two RBI doubles so far tonight. And he will take a well-located off-speed on the low and outside corner. Carrillo has now hit 20 RBIs on the year. And he checks swings, but same location, nothing in two. For the win tonight, Fayetteville will have secured another split at worst, and they have not lost a series yet in 2024. And Carrillo swings and misses for strike three. That'll end the inning. Bush left at third, but it is Will Bush who brings home two more on the two-run double. After four innings from Segra Stadium, Los Guerreros 5, Los Pescados 2. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, get ready to snuggle up. It's time for the Coldwell Banker Advantage Kiss Cam. Beso, beso. 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 Beso, beso. Beso. Beso.
Cámara de beso.
Cámara de beso. Cámara de beso. Cámara de beso. Cámara de beso. Cámara de drinko. Beso. Cámara de beso. Beso. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Pescados, the first baseman, number 19, Reese Walling.
Well, as we expected, Alonzo Treadwell back on the mound here in the top of the fifth inning, 5-2. Fayetteville leads Carolina. His first pitch misses down and into Reese Walling. And back on the play-by-play, my broadcast partner, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. The Guerreros take advantage of a pair of walks, bring in both free runners on the Bush double. Walling ready, and the 1-0 is off the low outside corner. Treadwell got the call. Alonzo was doing everything he could in the dugout to stay warm during that long break. He was doing some arm circles, some high knees as this bouncer's hit right back to him, and he is spry. Fields his position, runs over to first, and underhand flips to the waiting Oliver Carrillo for out number one.
And getting that out quickly, Chappie, is huge because it really brings the fact that he can complete this inning back into play with his pitch count in the low 60s. So he's able to keep it efficient. Might be looking at an opportunity to earn back-to-back wins and back-to-back outings.
Here's Yoswar Garcia, who snuck a bunt for a single in the third. He's one for one. Here's the pitch. Swings and hits a line drive out into fairly deep center. Hernandez cutting to his left, and he legs it down. Quick route by the Woodpecker center fielder. And Hernandez has some of the best closing speed for the Woodpeckers, and he made that play look pretty routine. Garcia out for the second, and now Randy Mercado.
Yeah, real quick outfield today for Ricky Rivera with Nunez in left, Encarnacion in right, and right in the middle you got Cesar Hernandez. And yeah, we've gotten a chance to see some really good speed out of him in just a couple of games so far with Fayetteville.
5-2 Guerreros out to their largest lead of the game. And the first pitch around on that low outside part to Reddy Mercado. Treadwell placed the 84-mile-per-hour changeup perfectly. The 0-1. Right back to the spot. Low outside corner with the changeup, and it's nothing and two. Mercado will have to get aggressive. He struck out looking in the third, and he's been pretty hesitant tonight at the bottom of the order. Infield pulled around to the right to his pull side. The wind, the 0-2. Struck him out. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Treadwell retires the side in order and has completed five innings for a second straight start. Still has a little bit left in the tank as well in terms of pitch count. Will he go to the sixth? We'll find out in a bit. Guerrero's coming to the plate, leading 5-2 when we return.
Let's test your geography skills. Let's go down to Dom for Guess That Latin Country. Take it away, Dom.
So I'm sitting here with my homie Montez. He's going to guess that Latin country, but he also wanted you guys to help him out. He said he's smart, right? All right, do this. What you're gonna do is turn around on the screen. There's gonna be two pitchers. Ready when you are. Ask them.
Any help?
You ready? All right, let's go with the next one. All right. Gonna phone a friend?
Cuba.
Oh, what is it? Cuba! Woo! You're 1-1. All right. Ooh, look, look, look. Oh, he's right there. He's helping you. Oh, you got it?
Yeah, Colombia.
All right, Montez, are you 2-for-1? What is it? Venezuela! It's all good, buddy. Thank you guys for helping out.
Pescados, Morris, Austin. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Guerreros, the center fielder, number 6, Cesar Hernandez.
Guerreros lead the Pescados 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cesar Hernandez leads it off. And as he stands in, time is called by the plate umpire. We're ready to go now. Hernandez, Santander, and Chase Jaworski. 3-4-5 against Morris Austin. He sets and fires. First pitch is up and in. Pescados led briefly going into the bottom of the third. They took a 2-1 lead, but the Guerreros bounced back. 2-3, 2-4, trying to keep the scoring stretch going for a third straight inning. And the pitch misses inside. Now 2-0 on Cesar Hernandez. He's put the ball in play twice tonight, but has found outfielders both times. A line out to center and a fly the opposite way to left. Austin kicks, pitches, misses high again. 3-0
Last thing you want to do is give a guy like Hernandez and his speed a free pass and find yourself pitching from the stretch once again. Kind of how that fourth inning started, a walk and things started to snowball.
Third baseman Baez is well off of that line. The 3-0 now. Up and away, ball 4. 4-pitch walk to Cesar Hernandez. And the walk troubles continue for Carolina pitching. Their 6th of the game. They were punished for 2 runs in the 4th after walking Sherwin and Nunez. Will Bush brought him around to make it 5-2. Leadoff runner is on here for Juan Santander.
And Andrew Kresge's got to be very happy with what he's seen over the last few days as far as the approach goes at the plate. Batters 1-9 all showing some really good discipline against this Carolina staff.
First pitch to Santander, a thigh-high changeup for strike 1. Juan with an RBI single in the 3rd. It was a go-ahead hit at that as well that made it 3-2. Right back to the changeup goes Morris Austin, and he delivers a strike. After the 4-pitch walk to Hernandez, gets ahead 0-2 on Santander. 5 runs on 4 hits today for Fayetteville. Middle infield at double play depth. They're pinching towards the bag. Here's the set, the spin to first, and they check up on Hernandez. We were talking about his closing speed in the outfield, the ability to cut down those line drives in center field. Cesar on the year has stolen 3 times and not been caught. He's perfect. 25 pitches now for Austin. He's going. The pitch is flied foul down the right field side and out of play. So right after the pickoff, he's in one of those disengagements. Hernandez got aggressive.
He got a great jump, but if you're Santander, anything close, you're trying to put something in play with the contact he has. Hit and run certainly wouldn't be the worst thing.
Juan up to 13 RBIs on the year after his single in the 3rd. Still down 0-2, the pitch. Strikes out, a fastball up and outside, a challenge heater from Morris Austin. That was one of his quickest pitches tonight, flashing 96 on the radar gun. One out, here's Chase Jaworski, runner at first in the Guerreros, leading by 3, it's 5-2. Jaworski 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out to third. pitch home is down and in. You know, Jaworski had his highlight shown around the nation last night of his diving catch up the middle over from short, taking away a what would have been a line drive single. Here's the set by Austin in the 1-0. Runner is going. Hernandez got a late break, and the throw down is in plenty of time. The tag dropped by Guillarte on Hernandez's shoulder, and he was pretty much guaranteed to be cut down as long as the throw was accurate. He just did not get out of the blocks quick enough over at first. We mentioned that perfect 3-for-3, and Hernandez for the first time this year has been caught stealing. There's two outs. The base is now clear.
Second runner that Diaz has caught tonight as well.
Yeah, he threw out a Sherwin earlier. Called strike. Or rather, Luciano that was in the fourth that he cut down. So back-to-back innings now where Diaz has shown off the arm. Jaworski ahead 2-1. The set, the pitch. He swings and skips it off of the mound. It skips towards Guillarte behind second, and a high throw to first is brought in by Walling. And the minimum heads to the plate thanks to the throw by Diaz. Morris Austin puts up a zero, and we're through five innings tonight on a Saturday in downtown Fayetteville. 5-2 Guerreros when we come back. The sixth inning is next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
As a dedicated partner of the Guerreros over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Guerreros would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, Morelis Saez and Ariel Mokica.
Alonzo Treadwell is back on the mound for the Guerreros in the top of the sixth inning, and he's trying to make it the longest outing for a Fayetteville pitcher this year. Only needs one out to do so. He spins a curve into Daniel Guillarte to start the inning. 1-2-3 here of Guillarte, Rodriguez, and Juan Baez. Third time seeing Treadwell. Here's the pitch. And the 0-1 is bounced softly out towards short. Charging in Jaworski, throws from the cut of the grass, and a low one is dug out by Carrillo. Now the longest outing of the season for a Fayetteville pitcher. 5 1/3 innings for Alonzo Treadwell. And still with a little bit of room to work, he's at 68 pitches, will be capped around 75. Ricky Rivera lets him carry on, and Yeferi Rodriguez, the lefty center fielder, stands in.
Feels like a nice night to maybe pick up the first quality start of the season for Fayetteville.
Well, if he can get a couple of quick outs here, he'll need to maybe use the defense behind him. The first pitch swung on and missed. He got Rodriguez to bounce out to first in the first inning. He did walk him in the third. That's the only walk that Treadwell has surrendered today. Bouncing ball inside of first base. It kicks off of the bag and eats up Carrillo, rolling down the right field line where it's cut off by Encarnacion. Long strides for Rodriguez down to second, and he is in with a double. Carrillo almost got his chin taken off. He was behind the first base bag. It bounced directly on top of the bag, took a big springboard up near his face. He tried to protect himself with the glove. It got through him. And Rodriguez, with a little bit of luck on the placement, comes away with extra bases. the double to put one on and bring Juan Baez to the plate. They'll let Treadwell carry on. 70 pitches on the night. First one home tipped into the glove for strike one.
And for Rodriguez, I mean, he hit the ball really hard, so kind of deserved to be rewarded on that one, but just a tough pounce for Carrillo, and probably fortunate that one didn't come up and get him.
Baez bounced into a double play his last time around, fouls away the fastball, and it's quickly nothing and two. Treadwell has combined to go 10 and two-thirds innings over his last two games. Five on the road in Delmarva, five and a third. I should say 10 and a third innings with his career-long day today. Runner at second, the set by Treadwell. And the 0-2 home misses outside. He spun a slider. The ball and two strikes on Juan Baez. Now 4 for 19 in the series. He puts the ball in play. He's only struck out once all week and only eight times all year across 112 at-bats. 1-2 misses up high. He started to move the hands. They'll peel, and he did not go. Train rolling by, saying hello to everybody at the park. That train did a little jingle with the horn. Did you hear that,
yeah.
Colin?
Yeah. I did notice that. I
appreciate that, instead of just laying on the horn. 2-2 with one out. The pitch down in the dirt, smothered by Bush. And he looks Rodriguez back to second base. Don't think Treadwell will have that chance to complete a quality start, barring some sort of unconventional double play here. He's right at that cap, 75 pitches. Multiple Guerreros out there in the bullpen are loosening and ready to enter the game. Big lead off of second for Rodriguez. Pitch home and a line drive out towards short. Takes a tough hop on Jaworski. He sticks with it. Whips a throw to first in time to get Baez. Well, Jaworski did a whole corkscrew after that ball took a tough hop on him. He spun around trying to find it, plucked it off of the dirt, and muscled a throw lightning quick to first to get Baez. Baez has to be careful. He nearly spiked his helmet. Drew the eye of Andrew Schrock, and here comes Ricky Rivera after Treadwell completes 5 2/3. Hugs his catcher, shakes the hands of his infielders, and Alonzo Treadwell will get a nice ovation from this Saturday night crowd. Longest outing in his career, longest outing this season for a Fayetteville pitcher. 5 2/3 of two-run baseball as it stands right now, and the bullpen will be asked to get the final out of the sixth inning and hold this 5-2 lead. This pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. We'll tell you about the new Fayetteville reliever when we come back. 5-2 Guerreros with two outs and a runner at third in the top of the sixth inning.
They stabbed on me, he, cause it's pointy and he yanking.
Fans, this Canetto's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Canetto's, number 4, DeWill Almonte.
Porque ladra cuando hablo, he visto muchos como tú y a todos se le ha ido la guagua. Llegó el exagerado como el vocero, el abayal de Calde al son un actego. Pasando el rolo, volvió el negro loco colo, que lo jode como quiera, acompañado o solo. Esta es mi chance, sigo sin quitarte el guante, tirando adelante, victorioso con Dios por delante. Tú quieres llegar a son buen, I'll take you there. La Ric Flair, I'm a body slam, yo hace la brea.
The Woodpeckers have called upon the bullpen to get the final out of the sixth. DeWill Almonte enters in behind Alonzo Treadwell, inherits the runner at third, and faces lefty Luis Castillo. Here's the pitch. Castillo fans through a breaking ball. It's nothing and one. Almonte pitching for the fourth time in relief, no record and a 4.50. In behind Treadwell, who goes a career-long 5 2/3 innings, longest outing by a Fayetteville pitcher this season. The 0-1. Curve down to the dirt, blocked by Bush. Will's really sacrificed the body today. He's been bruised up. He's been hit squarely in the shoulders, the legs. And just in this inning alone, he's had to block three or four curveballs down in the dirt to keep Rodriguez honest on the bases. He's at third in a 5-2 game. The 1-1 up and inside. Line for Treadwell as it stands right now. And again, that runner at third is to his responsibility. But 5 2/3, career long, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, the 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. He gave up one home run. The 2-1 pitch. Castillo takes. It's a strike. Right on that outside part of the dish, 94 miles an hour. Dewil Almonte added to the Woodpecker roster during the Fredericksburg road trip a couple of weeks ago in the third week of April. He's a 22-year-old from Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. Sets here, fires. Misses down low again, and Will Bush continues to be a wall behind the plate. Just eating up low curves with that chest protector. Back-to-back days where Bush is caught, so he's likely due for an off day tomorrow, either that or DHing with Caldera available. Here's a tapper at the plate, trickles foul, and Castillo will see another. Piscato's cleanup hitter is flied out twice, once to left and once to right field. He's now 6-for-18 in the series, homered earlier in the week and has driven in 5 runs. Tonight it is his 97th career game with Carolina. He is a Carolina League veteran. A lot of whipping of the bat prior to the pitch coming home. El Del Monte sets, fires, and a soft line drive is served out into center field. It drops down. The run comes home. Yuferi Rodriguez scores from third and goes against Treadwell. And the Piscados have cut it to a 2-run game. Now 5-3, Guerreros.
So closes the book officially on Treadwell as well, but still a really solid outing for him. And I tip your cap there to Castillo, 2-strike hitting. You're just trying to protect the outer half, but that fastball came kind of in on him, and he just fisted it into shallow center field for the knock.
3 runs, they'll all be earned today for Treadwell as he finishes up his line, and the first pitch to the new righty, Blayberg Diaz, misses outside. Dewil Almonte making his first appearance of this series, was last out there on the road in Delmarva. Pop fly lifted into foul territory towards the first base side rain tarp, and into the stands it goes for a souvenir. Now 1-1 on Diaz. Longest game of the season for Almonte was his debut in Fredericksburg, 2 2/3. Aside from that, he's primarily been used as a bridge pitcher in between starter and kind of tandem guy out of the bullpen. Pitch just missed outside, 93 mile per hour fastball. Now 2-1 on Diaz, who has struck out in both of his plate appearances tonight. 2 outs in the sixth. Here comes Almonte, and a fly ball sailing out into right, slicing away from Encarnacion. Diving attempt, and he can't get it. It's by him and rolls out into foul territory. Runner hustling around to the plate. Castillo slides in safely, and we have a 1-run game. Diaz to second with an RBI double. Encarnacion gave it everything he had, sprinting over towards the foul line, lunging at the last second, and it looked like that ball actually hit him in the webbing and barely jarred loose.
It's a heck of an effort there trying to get to that ball, and you wonder maybe he should have, in hindsight, played it on a hop, but I still like the fact that he's going all out for that ball, all or nothing. Make that catch, you save yourself a run. Run might score anyways, and right now for Almonte on the mound, just got to get this out and keep the lead intact.
Tying run is now in scoring position. Miguel Briseño stands in. And the first pitch crossed up Bush a little bit. He's going out to the mound to have a conversation with Almonte. We've seen a back-and-forth type of ball game already this week. That was on Wednesday night. If you were with us late in the evening, turned early morning, These two sides exchanged 8 different lead changes, 6 ties in that wild 12-11 game, one of the craziest back and forths we've seen in the history of Segres Stadium now in the 5-year anniversary. Fayetteville walked it off in the bottom of the 10th, but here we are again tonight. Piscataway's led 2-1. Fayetteville led by as many as 5-2, but Carolina coming back. 2 runs home in the 6th. 1 against Treadwell, 1 against Almonte. Here's a fastball and a swing and miss by Briseño. It's now 1-1.
Not that Carolina has a shortage of guys they'd want at the plate right now in this spot, but Miguel Briseño, the way he's been swinging the bat's got to be near the top of that list.
2 home runs in the series, and he swings underneath a slider, peeling up and outside. Good pitch from Almonte. 2 home runs in the series, 3 home runs in the month of May. Now a combined 3-for-10 at the plate on the week with 4 RBIs. Man at second, the pitch home. Misses low and outside. Piscataway's with 4 runs now on 6 hits. They're out hitting the Guerreros tonight 6-4. Next pitch home. And a line drive out into shallow center field. It will dunk down in front of Hernandez. Coming around third, Diaz, and we are tied up. The Piscataway's spraying it around the outfield. 5-5 the score. A 3-run top of the 6th inning. And 3 straight. 2 out hits for the Piscataway's, all driving in runs. Miguel Briseño has tied it up.
Not all of them, or none of them, I should say, particularly hit that hard. Just dropping in front of the outfielders. He had the good effort by Encarnacion, couldn't quite get to it. And it's a thing with this Carolina team. They don't need a whole lot to start a rally. And all it really took was that single from Castillo and then Diaz, Briseño following. You blink and this game's tied.
Reese Walling now swings from the left side and missed it, nothing and one. Tough scene for Treadwell to watch unfold down in the well. He'll no longer be eligible for a winning decision tonight as the Piscataway's have come back to tie it. Elevated fastball in the 0-1, and the count levels on Reese Walling, the Longview, Washington native who was added to the Carolina roster before the start of this series and has gone 2-for-11 to start his single-A career. 1-1 he takes on a fastball up and outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Now the most runs that Almonte has surrendered 2 in a game this year. Runners going to second. The pitch is low. Bush snaps the throwdown and the tag is not in time. Jaworski placed the tag on the left hand of Briseño, diving headfirst into second. And he just got the fingertips in there. Go-ahead run is now into scoring position. Mudcats with their second stolen base of the game against Will Bush. 3-1 now on Walling, the pitch coming home. He takes a fastball knee level for strike 2. Almonte trying to avoid a 4th straight runner reaching with 2 outs. On deck is Yoswar Garcia. Payoff pitch. Walling swings. Line drive through the left side. And this is going to bring home another run as Nunez fires to the plate. It's cut off in front of the plate by Will Bush. 4th straight hit against Almonte. And the Piscataway's are back in front for the second time. It's 6-5.
That's a killer right there. Just 4 straight hits, 2 outs. And for Fayetteville, they've seen some adversity throughout this series and have certainly been able to fight their way back. Of course, Wednesday, a good example of that. But now we're starting to see the flip side of it and what Carolina's been able to do when they've fallen behind in games. They certainly have not considered quitting at any point. And this 2-out rally in the 6th inning is just a good example about why this offense is where it is. Is across basically every major statistic offensively. This is a team that really is never counted out of games, and what we're seeing in the 6th, perfect example why.
And well, the Piscataway's, they had only 4 hits over the first 5 2/3. They've now connected for 4 straight hits against the Guerreros bullpen. They led 2-1, now out in front for a second time, 6-5. Yosuar Garcia, 1-for-2 today with a bunt single, stands in, and he's one of their best hitters. Top five in the Carolina League with a .329 batting average. Checks too far here on a down and outside breaking ball. Moments ago, Zach Wilkins, a stoppage there. He went out to the mound. Fayetteville pitching coach trying to calm down his reliever. Guerrero's bullpen starting to stretch and get some guys moving out there. Almonte asked to record just one out here in the sixth inning, get out of the spot, but four straight hits coming. Down and inside on the 1-0. And Yosuar Garcia in front, 2 balls, no strikes. It was a double. Treadwell got an out, and then single, double, single, single. Up and outside as Bush pops out of the crouch to reel it in. Almonte's fallen behind 3-0, and he's thrown 25 pitches now. Guerreros are giving up that whole right side of the infield. Luciano towards the middle, 3-0 pitch. Check swing, and the appeal, he did not go. That was ball three. The check swing on the first pitch, strike one. So it's a three-ball, one-strike count on Yosuar Garcia. Short lead off at first for Reese Walling. The pitch up and outside. A walk extends this dreadful sixth. And Randy Mercado, the ninth Piscato of the inning, will step to the plate.
It feels like a do-or-die at-bat here for Almonte with his pitch count nearing 30. Going to have to get this out here and just hope that Fayetteville can stay only down a run. Yeah, certainly something that we did not foresee, how strong the pitching staff has been throughout the series for both teams. And this is almost mirroring a little bit, Chappie, the first inning we saw on Wednesday for Carolina, where they just couldn't buy an out.
4 runs home for the Piscados. First and second, the runners with 2 outs. Randy Mercado now swings and misses at a first pitch fastball.
Some other news too. Game just went final in Columbia. The Fireflies with a 4-2 victory. So as it stands, they are one back of Fayetteville for the South Division lead.
The Packers will have to erase another deficit tonight. They came back after trailing 2-1, now down 6-5. Elevated fastball draws a check swing. They appeal, and Andrew Schrock says he did not go. Mercado has struck out in both of his at-bats. Piscato's asking him to continue this sixth inning. 5 straight batters have reached against Almonte. The next pitch, curveball slipped, and it missed way up and outside.
It's almost like he got hit so hard to start his outing, and now he's kind of tipped the scale in the opposite direction where he just isn't able to find the strike zone.
Now the 2-1, a swing and a pop fly out of play. This is the second biggest offensive inning of the road trip for Carolina. They piled on for 6 runs in the ninth inning on Thursday night in that runaway 11-2 a winner for the Mudcats. Here in the sixth inning on Saturday night, they've scored 4 runs to go in front. We're trailing 5-2 entering the inning. Next pitch, a little up and in, as Almonte just missed with a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. And well, this is his night either way right here, it feels like. He's faced his batter minimum. The bullpen's active, and he's right up against that 35-pitch mark. The payoff coming home, and he strikes him out swinging. Almonte finally gets out of it, but faces 6 batters and gives up 3 runs. The Piscados storm back with 4 runs and 4 straight 2-out hits. They're in front 6-5 as the Guerreros try and fight back for a second time. We go to break. You're tuned in to Guerreros Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Nice, tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Sergeant Edwin Orocho Jr. from Perth Amboy, New Jersey.
Sergeant Orocho enlisted in the U.S. Army as a wheeled vehicle mechanic and was part of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team of the 82nd Airborne Division from 2010 through 2016. Fans, let's hear it for Sergeant Edwin Orocho Jr. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thank you for your service.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Back on the mound for the Pescados, Morris Austin. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Guerreros, the second baseman, number 13, Warner Luciano.
Guerrero's back at the plate after a really tough top of the sixth for the pitching staff. Pescados score 4 runs, 1 against Treadwell, 3 against DeWill Almonte. And the Guerreros now trailing for a second time by a 6-5 score. Warner Luciano taking strike 1 from Morris Austin pitching with the lead. He must have loved what he saw from that third base dugout. Luciano cuts it a fastball and fouls it straight back. It's nothing and 2. Luciano, Sherwin, and Nunez here, 6-7-8 of the order. And this Fayetteville team, small margin deficits, they don't mean much. A lot of comeback in this group that has won a number of ball games this season, at which one point they trailed as Luciano takes a look at a pitch outside. They won 7 games this year in which opponents score first. Next pitch home is a little bit high. They're undefeated when scoring first this season, which is notable. They did score the first run of the game at the bottom of the first. 11-0 this year when plating the first run. And 10 wins when they've at one point trailed. Come from behind victories this season. 3-2 now on Luciano. The pitch was high. Full count. You're just looking for a base runner to start it out. Let the guys behind you go to work. Luciano's been on once already with a walk. He's also flied to right. Carolina's had ball 4 issues. And he strikes out Luciano here with a fastball on the low inside corner. Right about knee level, and TrackMan did have that one in the strike zone.
Pitcher's pitch right there from Austin. Can't locate it much better and ends up getting the correct call there. Really big time pitch to prevent what would have been another leadoff walk for Carolina.
Third strikeout for Austin, who's now through 2 innings of relief work. First pitch to Sherwin, tipped foul into the glove, and it's nothing and 1. Yorman Galindez, the starter, gave up 4 earned runs, also walked 4, a season high. Austin's been a stabilizer, though, out of the pen. He's given up just 1 hit and struck out 3. The 0-1 pitch misses outside to Sherwin. Anthony's been on twice by walk. He's trying to extend a season-long 3-game hitting streak. 40th pitch for Morris Austin is low and inside for a ball. Now 2-1 on Anthony Sherwin. Born in Ohio, but spent most of his young life and grown up in the Pittsburgh area. Actually played with Fayetteville's Ben Petschke a little bit prior to going to college. 2-1, a check swing on a low pitch, and on the appeal, he did not go. They played right after their high school years prior to college on a team in the Pittsburgh area, so Sherwin and Ben know of each other, and just so happens in the small world of baseball, they end up on the same single-A pro team. 3-1 is lifted high but shallow out into left center field. Gilarte drifts out from short, called off by the oncoming left fielder, and Luis Castillo makes the catch for the second out.
That's exactly who you want grabbing that ball there. Best line that you're taking is coming in rather than going out. And Castillo, you mentioned all the games he's played here in the Carolina League. I think that was some of that veteran experience paying off.
Yeah, next week Castillo will hit the century mark. He's in game number 97 of his Mudcats career tonight. Alejandro Nunez in the left side looking at a fastball for strike one. 96, good velo for Morris Austin. He's been consistent throughout the game. Nobody on base, two gone. The pitch to Nunez. Low and outside, it's 1-1.
The lone left-hander in the Carolina bullpen starting to throw, Osbriel Moguillon. Have not seen him yet this series.
1-1, the pitch on the way, and a rip line drive foul right off the face into that first base dugout. That'll wake up your teammates on the railing. Speaking of lefties, the Woodpeckers are without Colby Langford today. He's missed his second turn now in the rotation. He'll be nursing a minor injury. He's not on the injured list, but they're without him right now as Nunez strikes out. And Morris Austin puts up a scoreless sixth. So he gets four runs on the offensive end, puts up a zero himself, and we're headed to the final third of this ball game. Pescado's leading when we come back, 6-5 over the Guerreros.
Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the ninth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. We'd like to thank tonight's game sponsor, Blue Diamond Transportation. This Guerrero's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Guerreros, number 30, Emil Carr, Chirinos.
Siento que tengo el mundo entero en mis manos. Lo único que tengo mis palabras, mis dos granos. Yo no tengo amigos, tengo hermanos. Mira lo que hicimos, no fue en vano. Yeah, en muchos muebles yo dormí. Con los cristales abajo en el carro. Yeah, yo me gané esto, man. Ahora tengo todo como un catarro. Antes me pichaban pa' colaborar. Ahora están llamando, no les voy a cobrar. Logrando todos mis sueños, me falta volar. Tanto dripeo que me voy a ahogar. Mírame ahora, yeah, mírame ahora. Diamante de mi rolling, no veo la hora.
Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Pescados, the shortstop, number 4, Daniel Gilarte.
Daniel Gilarte is the leadoff hitter for Carolina in the top of the seventh inning. After a four-run sixth, they lead 6-5. Emil Carcherino's the new guy out there. A bouncer to short starts out the inning. Chase Jaworski with the pick and the throw in time. One gone. I stole one from my partner, so let's send it over now with one out and the bases clear to Colin Casey.
Oh, good, Chappie. A 3-0 record and a 0.93 earned run average for Emil Carcherinos across nine games, and off to a good start tonight. He's now pitched an even 10 innings with that out. Has one save. It's in his fourth professional season in the Houston Astros organization. Yoferi Rodriguez digs in with one down. 6-5 lead for Carolina. Change up, misses down and outside. Chirinos making his second appearance of the series. Pitched a few days prior on the 8th. That was 3 days ago. And Rodriguez takes a called strike. Got the victory in that thrilling 12-11 win for Fayetteville, which he went two innings, gave up two runs, but only one of them was earned. And it was his first earned run allowed of the season. Curveball in for a strike. Rodriguez had himself a double that really sparked the rally, the four-run sixth inning. He's also walked and grounded out so far tonight. Pitch to the 18-year-old Carolina center fielder is down in the dirt. Infield shifted around, playing him to the pull side. And Chirinos from the windup is 2-2. Check swing. Rodriguez was not able to hold up. Field umpire Andrew Schrock says he went around. And Chirinos picks up his first strikeout of the outing. Two away for Juan Baez, who is 0-3 tonight. He's put the ball in play all three times, but he's flown out, grounded into a double play, and then grounded out last inning. Was the final out recorded by Alonzo Treadwell in his no decision start, going 5 2/3. Good spot, and Chirinos has strike one. Neil Carr was able to show length last year, so he theoretically could go the rest of the way for Fayetteville if needed. And the 0-1 is hit into right center field, and Encarnacion will have to play it on a hop, and the Carolina league leader in hits, Juan Baez, team leader in hits, drops one in there for a two-out single. So we'll see if Carolina can put together another two-out rally against Fayetteville. Luis Castillo, RBI single in that sixth inning. He is 1-3. Short lead for Baez, but certainly a threat to run, and Chirinos misses down and in with a heater. Take a look around the Carolina League scoreboard in just a moment. Already mentioned a 4-2 victory for the Columbia Fireflies over the Salem Red Sox. Castillo caught reaching for strike one. Top nine out in Kannapolis, the Cannonballers with a 7-1 lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds, so they're another team that could potentially pick up a game in the South Division should Fayetteville drop this one. Time called at the plate. In game two, after a game was finished earlier with a walk-off 9-8 victory for Myrtle Beach, the Pelicans and the Green Jackets with a rematch, and Myrtle Beach is leading once again 3-1 in the seventh down on the shores of South Carolina. Pitch misses on Castillo. Had a final, couple of them in fact, down east with a 4-3 win over Lynchburg. Cool off the red-hot Hillcats. Game being played at Granger Stadium, and then in 10 innings, the Fredericksburg Nationals pick up their 22nd win of the year. 5-3 victory over Charleston. On the move, Baez. Castillo chops it into the Fayetteville dugout. Baez diving in safely. He'll head on back to first. I shouldn't say safely. Obviously, he just has to go back. No play made. Big four-run sixth inning. The difference right now. And they'll have themselves a three-run lead vanish at the hands of Los Pescados. Milcar Chirinos comes to the belt. Two balls, two strikes, two outs on Castillo. The pitch is fouled into the netting. Six runs on nine hits, no errors for Carolina. Five runs on four hits, no errors for Fayetteville. Three of the four hits going for extra bases. Pitch is foul tipped and held on to for strike three. So Milcar Chirinos strands runner at first, works a clean seventh, and it is stretch time at Segra Stadium. And the Saturday night crowd hoping for a comeback for Fayetteville. They trail Carolina 6-5. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
take. Sing a little louder. I so it's root for the Guerreros. Say it loud. At the old attaboy, Guerreros, attaboy.
Home half of the seventh and a new arm on the mound for Los Pescados, who lead Los Guerreros 6-5. Those who are just tuning in, the Mudcats being Los Pescados and Fayetteville, the Woodpeckers being Los Guerreros in this Copa night. New arm on the mound, though, is the lone left-hander on the Carolina Mudcats roster, Osbriel Mogollon. Mogollon will face a lefty in Will Bush, and then another one in Yamal Encarnacion will actually switch hitter, so he'll be batting from the right side. Breaking ball misses inside, and it is 2-0 on Bush, who had a two-run double his last time around. That's really the last offense we've seen out of Fayetteville coming in the fourth inning. Mogollon. That's a wave and a miss there from Bush. Osbriel Mogollon. Had himself a strong start to the season for the Mudcats. That breaking ball misses outside. Mogollon now with a 1-1 record, a 6.75 earned run average across 13 and a third innings. And that mark would be a lot better had it not been for one rough outing against the Columbia Fireflies, but he'll miss with a fastball down and outside, and Bush reaches for a third time with a leadoff walk, tying run aboard for Fayetteville.
Well, that's what you were looking for when you started the sixth inning, right? Just a base runner. As ugly as that top of the sixth was for the Woodpeckers pitching staff, this is just a one-run game. It was a big inning, but you're still very much in it. And now you have your top two guys who have been your best hitters on the week, Encarnacion, Carrillo, to try and bring Bush in.
Showing bunt, pulling back, Encarnacion. Fastball misses way outside. And for Mogollon, he's looking for redemption. He last pitched 8 days ago on May 3rd. Went two innings, gave up 8 earned runs on 4 hits. He hit 3 batters, walked 4. Pitch misses, catches the outside corner. It's 1-1, so by far his worst outing of the season after a May in which he was pretty terrific, a 1.59 earned run average in May. Now he finds himself in a save situation with 9 outs to get. Encarnacion on a ground ball, could be 2. A little bobble. Guillarte does shovel it to Briseño. Certainly wasn't clean. They do get Bush for the force out. And Encarnacion will take his spot over at first.
They're lucky to have gotten one. Guillarte almost bobbled that ball. And then he just pushed it towards second base, I think with the palm of his hand. He didn't really have a grip on it. Got some speed over there at first. Encarnacion's been aggressive today. He's already stolen a pair of bases. See if Ricky gives him the green light over at third.
Here comes Carrillo. Pair of RBI doubles tonight. 7 runs batted in on the series. And he takes a fastball from Mogollon down and in. Osbriel Mogollon, now in his third professional season, all with the Milwaukee organization. Spent 2022 in the Dominican Summer League, last year in the Arizona Complex League. His fastball misses outside, 2-0. Signed as an international free agent in the summer of 2022 and was quickly assigned to the DSL Brewers. Hailing from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. That pitch misses well outside, and it's 3-0. Three pitches that have not been very competitive. Cesar Hernandez will get a chance next, barring a double play. See if Carrillo has the green light. Short lead for Encarnacion, and he will take ball four. Up and outside, and right now if you're in that Carolina dugout, you're hoping it's not deja vu all over again of May 3rd against Colombia, where Mogollon is having real trouble with his command. Two on, one out.
It's been an issue all night for Mudcats pitching. Eight walks, they've only struck out five batters on the other side of the equation, and it's just another chance like you had in the fourth inning to try and drive home some free runners the way Will Bush did with his two-run double behind a couple of walks. Now you need that hit out of the heart of the order. Boy, Michael O'Neill, he sprinted out of the dugout. Didn't he, Colin, to get involved in that conversation out there?
And he's having a conversation with the home plate umpire, and it's a bit of a heated exchange with William Pascal. And I don't know if it was maybe that last pitch that was thrown or what, but he came flying out of there and did get to close this discussion. Reese Walling, the first baseman, kind of came over right as it ended. He didn't really have much of that conversation, but it comes to a close. Two on, one down for Cesar Hernandez. And that one comes in and gets him in the helmet. Getaway breaking ball, and Hernandez is down in a heap, and catcher Blayberg Diaz quickly signaling to the Fanfield dugout. A scary sight here at Segra Stadium, and hopefully Hernandez is all right. That's the second Fayetteville player this week to take one off the helmet.
Yeah, it's just something we've seen too much this week. And, you know, I'm not saying it's intentional or anything like that. It's the nature of the game. You stand in the box, there's a risk you get hit. But boy, there's been a lot of getaway pitches throughout this series, and Woodpeckers have been on a receiving end of a couple of these now. They've already lost Xavier Casarella for the week. He went on the IL after he was hitting the helmet. Good news here is that Hernandez is at least smiling a little bit while he talks with team athletic trainer Kylie Gilbert and gets back to his feet.
So he will head down to first and remain in the game for the time being. And the bases are now loaded with only one out. And right away, Carolina has activated their bullpen. So Mogollon, whatever has changed since the month of April, has been drastic and obviously alarming for the Mudcats. Hernandez talking it over with Kylie Gilbert. Appears to be okay. He's going to do a quick concussion test over on the first base side. Santander's already digged in. He's ready to go. The tying run at third, go-ahead run at second, one out. And Gilbert's still out there. Due diligence as a trainer. Anytime you take a blow to the head, want to make sure everything's all right. And now Ricky Rivera is going to come back over there and make sure that he is good to continue. Certainly not something that Fayetteville wants to play around with here.
And they just did the quick little, okay, they're doing the follow my finger test again here, and just making sure that everything is ship shape. Right, up, down, left. And well, Hernandez, you know, you can tell he's trying to argue his case right now to stay in this game, but it looks like they're going to take him out.
Better to be safe than sorry. And with that, Guerreros will make a move to the bench, bring on a pinch runner, and it is Nahomar Ochoa Jr. He's an outfielder, so probably wouldn't be that much of a defensive change, but he now stands at first. Oliver Carrillo at second. Yamal Encarnacion at third. 6-5 ball game. Osriel Mogollon going to get a couple of warm-up pitches in. And he's got to try and find it out here. Nowhere to put him. He's walked two, hit another. Juan Santander has an RBI single already today. Trying to perhaps bring his team back in front with one swing. Mogollon, his first pitch, misses way outside. That curveball, Chappie, it's just been all over the place.
You know, he doesn't want to groove a fastball, right? I mean, that's probably what you're looking for coming up to the plate. So he's trying to offer up something else, but he just does not have control over that pitch right now.
Goes back to it and misses outside again.
I mean, it's nowhere close to the zone. It has no shape to it. It's the release point seems off. It's slipping out of the hand. And now you've fallen behind too low. You almost have to go to the fastball. And Santander will be ready for it.
I have to imagine he's sitting on it. And the 2-0 outside again, breaking ball again.
Yeah.
I don't think the bat's going to leave Santander's shoulder here.
No, I mean, the Woodpeckers staff, they encourage these guys to swing 3-0 if you get the perfect pitch. But you know, right now, you're up against a guy who's nowhere near the strike zone.
Got to find a strike here, and he doesn't. Fastball up and outside, and this game is tied. Bases loaded, walk, Encarnacion in to score, 6-6 in the bottom of the seventh. Right now, no motion in the Carolina dugout. Nick Stanley will let Mogollon at least face one more batter. It is Chase Jaworski. Infield staying back, trying to turn two for Carolina. And that fastball goes all the way to the backstop, a quick ricochet, and alertly Carrillo stays put at third. Diaz played the carom perfect.
Now these guys have played enough games here now where they know that net is your mortal enemy if you're a third base runner. It'll ricochet right back towards the plate. And Ricky Rivera nearly jumped in the baseline to make sure Carrillo didn't go anywhere.
Jaworski 0-3 tonight. Hits it off the end of the bat towards short. Could be two. Gilarte flips it for second. But too much speed going down the first baseline for Chase Jaworski. And he brings home Oliver Carrillo. Fayetteville retakes the lead 7-6. And that will be the end of the night for Osriel Mogollon. To his credit, he got that second out. But the lead gone for Carolina. And Nick Stanley will make a pitching change. Another wild ball game on this Saturday night here at Segra Stadium.
Yeah, two runs without a hit in the inning. It's been walks, fielder's choices. Just putting the ball in play.
Stanley discards the baseball. He got a new one, and we'll have a new right-handed pitcher when we return. Runners at the corners, two down, two in. And Fayetteville retakes the lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Stay tuned. Take that. Yeah.
This is another pitching change.
Not exactly.
Brought to you by Digital Instance from the North Carolina Education. Deposit. Enter code baseball 10. That's baseball 10. Now pitching for the Pescados. Number 38, Jason Pena.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Well,
don't you come back no more.
ciudad, ellos dicen que el año es de ellos, no los veo, tengo mis dudas. Marte de galería, un martes gasté $10,000 en gallery. Antes no cobraba, pero subimos de salary. Llego pa' Chloe, Juanqui me cierra eso para mí. Ya ellos saben, después de la H va la U. Todas mis L yo las convertí en W. Muchas noches sin dormir me jodí la salud. Soy luma pa' mis haters porque no les voy a dar luz. Ya no cojo lucha.
Runners at the corners, two down, and a 7-6 lead for Los Guerreros de Fayetteville on this Copa de la Diversión night. And the batter now is Wander Luciano facing the new arm on the mound for the Mudcats. It is right-hander Jason Pena making his second appearance of the series, starting and stopping Jaworski at first. But he stays put, called strike one on Luciano for Pena. The 21-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, 1-0 with a 6 ERA across 8 games and 9 innings this year. And Pena will use one of his disengagements to step off. Osbriel Moguillon came on for the 7th inning and was able to record 2 outs, but both were on fielder's choices. He walked 3 and hit 1 as that ball is hit out to left field, but it is just to the right of Luis Castillo, who tracks it down to end the inning. So Fayetteville leaves 2 on, but they score twice and jump back in front after 7 innings. Los Guerreros 7, Los Pescados 6. We go to the 8th from Segra Stadium next.
Guerreros fans, in celebration of Copa Night, turn your attention to the video board to find out some of the guys' favorite foods from around the world.
My favorite food is pasticho. My favorite food is a gator po' boy.
Mi comida favorita es ropa vieja.
Favorite food is steak.
Mi comida favorita es la plomora con bistec de cerdo.
My favorite food is vanilla pudding with soy sauce.
My favorite food is chicken.
My favorite food is penne a la vodka.
Mi comida favorita es la arepa y la empanada venezolana.
My favorite food is chicken tenders.
Now playing center field, Alejandro Nunez.
Another back and forth game between Carolina and Fayetteville. Los Guerreros lead it 7-6 as we go to the 8th inning. Gleyber Diaz leads it off against Amilcar Chirinos. And to take us through the conclusion, the voice of Los Guerreros, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you very much, Colin. The pitch is up and inside to start the inning, and it is 1-0. It's been sort of an ugly game at times today. The walks have been an issue for the Carolina staff. Fayetteville's only managed to scratch together 4 hits. They don't have anything offensively since the 4th inning, as the pitch is fouled off to the right side and out of play. It is 1-1. But Amilcar Chirinos pitches with the lead. 4 lead changes in this game. Now the wind, the kick, and the 1-1. Swing and a miss at a fastball at 94 miles an hour. 1-2 on Gleyber Diaz. Chirinos is a guy you'd like to have on the mound in this spot. He did not give up a run across his first 8 games of the year. He finally surrendered a run against the Mudcats on Tuesday night over 2 innings. Pitch is tipped foul, and Bush wasn't able to hold on to it. 1-2 on Diaz. He doubled in a run in the 4-run sixth. Swings and misses here. A slider to the outside got him. Third strikeout tonight for Gleyber Diaz. And there's one gone in the Pescados' 8th inning. It brings up Miguel Briseño. Very festive night tonight in downtown Fayetteville. Great music. on Copa night. I also heard they're selling churros in the park tonight. Bouncing ball hit along third. Charging in Sherwin. Throws on the grass. In time to first to get Briseño. One pitch, Briseño retired, and there's two quick outs in the eighth.
Better save some of those churros for us.
I know.
More importantly, really nice job so far from Chirinos in relief. It's a one-run ball game. They were trailing when he came into the game, and he settled things down tremendously in that seventh inning and taking some momentum out of his team, re-grabbing the lead.
Three strikeouts for Chirinos. Just one batter allowed on a single. That was Baez in the seventh. He delivers strike one here to Reese Walling, and it's nothing and one. Walling singled home a run in the sixth inning when the Pescados went in front 6-5. Now 7-6 Guerreros, the pitch. Swings and bounces it. Foul, look out. That went into the Woodpeckers' dugout. And I think Andrew Kreshy, Fayetteville hitting coach, just barely ducked under it in time.
He's got good reflexes.
Yeah, good
I think he's fine.
Yep. He's all right. A little bit stunned, but he'll carry on. Chirinos into the motion, his 0-2. Wipes out Walling. He checked too far, and Bush drops the tag to complete the strikeout in a 1-2-3 eighth. Emil Chirinos threw two scoreless out of the pen, and the Pescados continue to trail 7-6. Guerreros with one more chance to add on when we return for the bottom of the eighth from downtown Fayetteville.
Fans, direct your attention to the video board for the Capital One What's in Your Wallet Shuffle. Keep your eyes on the Capital One Venture X card and guess which Capital One wallet it's in at the end. Is it one, two, or three? If you guessed the Capital One Venture X card was in Wallet 3, you're correct. Current Capital One card holders. To take advantage of the great benefits, visit MLB.com/Capital One. Canelo's fan, what's in your wallet?
Wey, ¿qué es lo que con este tigre que no floja la manguera? Dime, manín, me cosieron la boca a mí, no sé fumar yo, Es tuya la ruta, tú eres juquero. Él no suelta la manguera, el loco. Qué gante el este tigre, regimido.
Pásamela. Que el coro ya está prendido, las mujeres andan sin marido. Pásamela. Por lo norte con todo está más frío, de mago con no hizo ni pío. Pásamela. Que el coro ya está prendido, las mujeres andan sin marido.
Back on the mound for the Pescados, Jason Pena. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Guerreros, the third baseman, number 19, Anthony Sherwin.
7-6, Guerreros on top tonight in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jason Pena returns to the mound, and on his first pitch to Sherwin, he delivers a strike, it's 0-1. Sherwin, Nunez, and Bush here, the 7, 8, and 9 of the order. Guerrero scored two runs in the seventh without the aid of a hit. They're hitless since Will Bush's fourth inning double. Here's a soft bouncer out towards second base, two-handed by Briseño, and a short throw to first in time to get Sherwin. Anthony now in danger of seeing his three-game hitting streak come to a close. He's reached twice tonight by walk, but is 0-for-2 in the line score. Now it's Alejandro Nunez. Nunez is hit into a double play, walked and scored and struck out. A combined 0-for-2 today. Bats from the left side against Pena. The pitch is a wraparound slider called strike one. Text the booth line is open tonight. If you want to get a last-second message in, 910-912-5252. The Bush family in Arlington texting us tonight that they're back on the stream watching. The 0-1 is just outside. One ball and one strike. That's 910-912-5252. Our text the booth line up here in the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth at Segra Stadium. Pena down to the belt, kicks the 1-1. And Nunez tips it in and out of Diaz's glove for strike two.
Might have to have a nice conversation with Will after the game.
Possibly.
Fayetteville can pull out this victory. Certainly been a big reason why. Not just the two-run double that he had, but he's called a terrific game between Treadwell, Chirinos. They've been on the same page. Not to mention he's made a number of tremendous stops on balls in the dirt.
He was complimented by Jackson Nezu last night for his game calling in the 6-0 shutout. 1-2 pitch sails wide and all the way to the backstop. Easy take for Nunez, and the count squares at 2-2. Bases are clear in the bottom of the 8th inning, one out. Will Bush standing in the on-deck circle. Pena throws. And the 2-2 strikes out Nunez swinging. A low breaking ball. He tried to fish it out and was over top of it. The curve got him, and there's two outs. Only the 6th strikeout tonight for the Fayetteville lineup. They have drawn a ton of walks. 9 total walks issued by Carolina, their most in a game this series. Now it's Will Bush. Base is empty. The first pitch home. Takes it outside. And it's 1-0. Bush had his first hit in the month of May yesterday. Ended about a week-long drought. Today he's made it a streak with his 2-run double that made it 5-2 at the time in the 4th inning. Low and inside pitch. It's 2-0 now. He's made a little bit of a batting stance adjustment. His feet a little bit closer than they've been in the past. He also used to point that front toe inward. And it's a different type of swing right now for Bush as he's been working with Andrew Kresge and hitting coordinator Chucky Caulfield. 2-0 misses a little low. 3-0. Bush has made it on in all 3 plate appearances. A chance to reach for a 4th time here. He was grazed on the hand with a pitch in the 3rd and then drew a walk most recently in the 7th. The set by Pena, the 3-0 home. And Bush looks at ball 4. 8th inning extends on a 4-pitch walk. Back to the top of the lineup card with Yamal Encarnacion.
Classic game for Bush to boost the on-base percentage. 4 trips to the plate. He's on all 4 times. It's as much as you can ask for out of your 9-hitter, and it helps certainly when he's your catcher and provides great defense to go along with it. Great to see him put this together, too, when he's playing back-to-back days when usually you have the catcher rotation, but still trucking right along 2 days in and 18 innings of baseball in almost.
Yamal into the left side, and the first pitch, a strike. Nothing in 1. The Columbia Fireflies won tonight, so they have inched within a game of Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers can hold on. They will remain a game and a half in first place come tomorrow, officially the midway point of the first half. Here's a line drive sprayed foul off to the left and out of play. It's nothing in 2.
Yeah, this South Division is going to be a real fun watch.
Isn't
throughout
it?
May, with all teams separated by just 6 games coming into today, so nobody officially out of it. Got some of the bottom teams starting to play a little bit better baseball as well.
Game number 66, the final game of the first half, will be on June 20th. It's going to be a competitive division all the way until then. Here's a ground ball hit to the left side. On his heels, it's fielded by Baez, third baseman. He flips short to second, forces out Bush, and that's the end of the 8th inning. 3 more outs to get, a 1-run lead for Los Guerreros. 7-6 as we go to the top of the 9th, next from Segra Stadium.
Fans, the winner of tonight's Around the World in 9 Innings raffle is Amira Morales. Thank you to everyone who took part in tonight's Around the World in 9 Innings food tasting. Fans, make sure to join us for yoga prior to our game on Sunday. Limited spots available. For more information, visit the guest services table.
the mound for the Guerreros, Amilcar Chirinos.
Top of the ninth inning, and the Guerreros holding a 7-6 lead over the Pescados. A chance to guarantee a split of the series tonight, set up a chance to win it tomorrow. Amilcar Chirinos returns to the mound for his third inning of relief work and takes on Yosuar Garcia, the DH in the eighth spot. Delivers strike one, and Garcia falls behind. Yosuar today with a bunt single. He's also reached on a walk. Back and forth late game tonight. As Chirinos gets into the motion, throws, and draws the swing and miss. Pescados jumped ahead 6-5 with a four-run top of the sixth. Fayetteville came back with the aid of a walk and a hit by pitch, scored two runs without a hit in the bottom of the seventh to go ahead. Behind 0-2, Garcia ready, Amilcar pitches, and a ground ball hit towards third. It kicks off of Sherwin and ricochets out into shallow left field foul territory. Hustling to second base is Garcia, and he is on with a leadoff double. Exactly what the Pescados needed. Second hit of the game for Yosuar Garcia, a top five guy in the league when it comes to batting average. And the tying run is into scoring position. So the pressure's on for Chirinos. He'll essentially treat this like it's a 10th inning with a free runner at second base, nobody out. Ready Mercado now in the nine spot, squaring to bunt. He cues it forward towards the mound. Chirinos bare hands and throws it wide. It's out into right field. The run is home. Garcia scores. Getting to second, Mercado. He's trying to go to third. Now Encarnacion bobbles the ball, throws to the plate. And on an errant throw, Mercado ends up all the way at third. The go-ahead run is 90 feet away in a blink. What a tough sequence for the Guerreros. Game tied at 7. And all Mercado was really trying to do was give himself up. He wanted to go with the sacrifice bunt to get Garcia to third. And a whole lot more ensued. Chirinos might have just overthought it a little bit as he tried to throw to first. He kind of short-armed it, attempted to aim it, and spiked it right in the dirt to Carrillo. 7-7 with the go-ahead run at third, and Mercado leads off. Whole Fayetteville infield plays shallow. Top of the order, Daniel Guillarte takes outside. Now the 1-0, swing and a foul backwards. So we've already had five lead changes in this game. Carolina trying to jump in front for a third time, make it a sixth lead change. We had as many as eight of them on Wednesday. And tonight, another back and forth ball game. 1-1 on Guillarte, the pitch. Swings and bounces it towards the mound. It's by Chirinos, backhanded by Luciano. He turns and throws to first. Nice play by Luciano, charging in behind the mound, looking back the runner, and recording the first out. Really got to go one at a time right now if you're Chirinos. And you do have to be careful about throwing that curveball or anything down in the dirt. Will Bush has great blocking ability. And anything kicking off of the catcher here would likely lead to a Pescados lead. Now it's Yeferi Rodriguez standing in the left side. Here's the first pitch home. Swings and misses. Good slider darting low. Nothing in one on Rodriguez, who has doubled and scored. Also drawn a walk. Guerrero's infield continues to play shallow. Everybody's at the cut of the grass. Chirinos sets pitches. The 0-1's up and outside. One ball and one strike on Rodriguez. 1-for-3 tonight. Now 4-for-19 in the series with a home run and a double. Big four RBI game on Tuesday. The 1-1. Fastball pops the mitt for a strike right on that inside half, and Chirinos gets ahead, a ball and two strikes. It's lopsided in the hit column tonight. You wouldn't think it's a 7-7 game when the Pescados are out hitting the Guerreros 10-4. 1-2 home. Rodriguez takes strike three on the outside corner. Big strikeout for Chirinos for out number two. Five strikeouts for Chirinos over 2 2/3. One run in, go-ahead run at third. Juan Baez now. First pitch, swung on and lifted to the right side, tailing towards the concourse and off the tin walls of that batting cage area. Take a moment here. Andrew Schrock, or the home plate umpire, William Pascal, dust off the plate. Nothing in one on Baez. Chirinos gets the sign, kicks, pitches, and draws the swing and miss on a fastball up and away. And that could be tough mentally when you're a pitcher and you're the one that commits the error. The throw away, but trying to put it out of mind and get three straight outs to keep that go-ahead run down at third. Baez singled against Chirinos last time around behind 0-2 here. Now the set by Chirinos, the kick, the pitch. Up and outside. He really muscled up on that fastball at 95 miles an hour. Baez ready from that right side. The runner at third, Mercado, leads off. The next pitch outside, and Bush able to snare it with a lunging backhand. Big grab by the Fayetteville catcher. Every one of those important right now to keep the runner at third. Woodpeckers infield was playing shallow. They've now receded. Outfield playing fairly deep. 2-2. On a line, out towards second base. It's over Luciano and out into right center field. The Pescados have taken the lead. Go ahead, single by Juan Baez. It's 8-7. What a huge swing. With two strikes, he pokes it into the opposite field. Too deep for Luciano, too shallow for Encarnacion or Hernandez, and the Pescados have come roaring back with two runs in the ninth. With the game on the line, now Luis Castillo. Bouncing ball hit to the right side on the first pitch. Luciano grabs it, flips towards first, and that's the inning. Well, the Woodpeckers need one more comeback in them tonight. Twice they have erased deficits. For a third time, they now trail. The score is 8-7 on two Pescado runs. And we go to the bottom of the ninth. Fayetteville trying for the miracle when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, make sure you join us right back here tomorrow night for Mother's Day and Kids Run the Bases post-game.
Abriste las heridas que ya daba por curadas con limón, tequila y sal.
Una historia repetida, solamente un déjà vu que nunca llega a su final. Mejor me quedo solo y me olvido de tus cosas, de tus ojos.
Mejor esquivo el polvo, no quiero caer. Total. ¿Quién puede amar el amor y defenderlo? ¿Quién levante la mano, por favor?
¿Quién puede hablar del dolor?
This pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has digital instants? Which means you can have instant fun and instant wins from your mobile device or computer. Register to play digital instants today for a whole new way to win. Now pitching for the Pescados, number 11, Baden Root.
Una historia repetida, solamente un déjà vu que nunca llega a su final. Mejor me quedo solo.
All right, fans, get off your seats and on your feet. It's time for the bottom of the ninth inning. Let me hear you make some noise.
The Pescados turn to the bullpen now, leading 8-7 in the bottom of the ninth inning. They bring on the 25-year-old right-hander Baden Root, the former Oklahoma State ball player, and Root will square off against Oliver Carrillo to start the ninth. First pitch home is a little high and outside for ball one. The Pescados strike for two in the top of the ninth inning when Garcia and Mercado score on a Juan Baez single and also a throwing error that allowed a run to come home. The set in the 1-0 by Root. Carrillo swings through a fastball at 94 miles an hour. Baden Root pitches for the second time this week in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers saw him on May 8th, that was a couple nights ago in the Thursday ball game where he went 2 1/3 and did not allow an earned run. Next pitch taps softly up along the third baseline. Off the mound is Root. He whips to first and in time to get Carrillo. Sidearm throw by Baden Root. He sizzled that thing over to first. Looked like Carrillo may have had a chance to sprint it out, and he was beat by a half step. So one gone in the Guerreros' ninth inning, and here is Neomar Ochoa Jr. batting for the first time. First pitch to him, a slider low and away. Ochoa had to enter the game as a pinch runner for Cesar Hernandez in the seventh inning. Hernandez was hit in the back of the helmet with a pitch and removed from the game for precautionary reasons. The set by Root, the 1-0, and a whiff on the slider from Ochoa. It's 1-1. So big spot for Ochoa in his first plate appearance, an even 200 hitter with a pair of home runs and 13 RBIs, second most on the club. The high set, the 1-1 on the way, and Ochoa underneath the slider. Ball's behind 1-2. Juan Santander waiting in the on-deck circles. So between Carrillo, Ochoa, and Santander, you have three burly guys all with power that can put one out of here and try and tie it. The set by Baden Root in the 1-2 home. Down and outside. The Woodpeckers offensively don't have a hit since the fourth inning. That's when Bush connected for a two-run double that made it a 5-2 game at the time. That was the largest lead for Fayetteville at any point. They're down 8-7 with one out in the bottom of the ninth. Root kicks and fires. And Ochoa checks his swing. Did he go? No. It was close. He just barely held the hand, says Andrew Schrock. And the count goes to 3-2. You're either looking for a big swing in this spot or just a base runner, and Ochoa will call for time and step out. Try and slow the tempo a bit. On the season, Baden Root has allowed just 4 earned runs over 12 2/3, and he's converted both of his save opportunities. What do we have here? They just call a pitch clock violation. Nick Stanley is out of the dugout. I don't know if Ochoa and Diaz started to talk with one another. My eyes down for a split second. I'm not sure if the umpire may have indicated something wrong with the pitch clock here. It was just Diaz and Ochoa talking to each other, but Ochoa will stay in. Just a miscommunication between the two. So tense moment, little bit of a pause, and now Root settling back in. Ochoa on the right side, the 3-2 payoff. It is low for ball four. And Ochoa is on, the tying run aboard. And it brings Juan Santander to the plate. Tying run on first base, the winning run at the plate, and Juan Santander, who batted with the bases loaded his last time. First pitch, fastball for a strike. Nothing and one. Pair of RBIs on the day. Santander is driven in two on an RBI single, and the bases loaded, ball four. Here's the pitch. Swings and misses. Baden Root provides the velo, 95-96. Santander and his power can get a barrel on it. Could be ball game. Four home runs on the year, 14 ribbies. Ochoa off of first, the pitch. A swing and a miss at a slider down and outside. Great pitch snapped off by Baden Root for strikeout and an out number two. So Baden Root's worked through that trio of power hitters, Carrillo, Ochoa, Santander. Here's contact-oriented Chase Jaworski from the left side with two outs. First pitch, called a strike on the high outside corner. And that pitch was right at the top of the zone, according to the in-house TrackMan system. Nothing and one on Chase, who's driven in a run with a fielder's choice. Swings away here, grounds it towards third. It's fair inside of the line and rolling up the left field side. Castillo cuts it off, fires onto the infield, and Ochoa gets to third. Jaworski has extended this game with a double. Second and third with two outs. They were playing Baez off of the line. He was closer towards short. And Jaworski, as he's done a couple of times this week, just going the other way and bouncing it inside of that third base line. Now a meeting on the mound with Wander Luciano waiting in the wings. First hit for Fayetteville since Will Bush's double in the fourth inning. Tying run is at third. The winning run is at second base. Michael O'Neill departs the mound and separates from the infield. Everybody back to their positions. And here comes Wander Luciano. Luciano has flied out twice, struck out once, and walked. He's 0 for 3. Big moment here. And he takes a fastball a little high for ball one. One of the top sluggers for the Florida Complex League Astros in 2023. Still looking for one of those season-defining swings here in Fayetteville. 1-0 pitch. Inside. Backs him off. A changeup by Baden Root. And it's 2-0. Ochoa at third. Jaworski down at second. The high set and the 2-0. And that pitch took the mask off of the umpire. It sends the home plate umpire stumbling backwards. It got through Diaz. And we'll probably have a pause here as the home plate umpire, William Pascal, is going to need a moment to shake this one off. Kylie Gilbert is making her way out there. Ricky Rivera checking up on the home plate umpire as well. And in this dramatic moment, a 3-0 count on Luciano. Both sides are going to be iced a minute here while Pascal takes a needed moment to reset. Very quick score update for you here in the ninth inning. Drama surrounding us. Asheville wins tonight 6-4 on the road. Joey Mancini grabbing his third run of the year. Asheville now 13-8. All right, back to action down in the diamond as Pascal settles in, the plate umpire, and they will automatically walk Luciano instead of throw something down the middle 3-0. Nick Stanley will say, put him aboard, fill up the bases. And instead of Luciano, they will go with Anthony Sherwin. You thought when Sherwin grounded out in the eighth inning that it'd be his final chance to extend the hitting streak. Here he is with two outs, bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. Woodpeckers down a run, 8-7. First pitch is spoiled foul off to the left. And it's nothing and one on Sherwin. Sherwin, the Bucknell product, and one of his biggest at-bats of the season. Six lead changes in this game. The Woodpeckers trying to walk off for a second time in the series. The pitch home. Down and inside. 1-1. And that has to be an option for Anthony right now, too. You know, you want the hero swing, but if it's not in the zone, ball four ties the game. Ochoa at third, Jaworski at second. Here's the 1-1. Sherwin takes a strike right at the bottom of the zone. A changeup at 85 drifting in. And he'll have to protect here. Upper hand on the line tonight in this series. Conclusion tomorrow. Woodpeckers won it in the 10th on Wednesday. Bottom nine here, 1-2 pitch coming home. And Sherwin strikes out swinging. That is the ball game. The Woodpeckers leave the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. And tonight, they're unable to come up with a big swing. Tying run left at third, winning run left at second, and the Piscados pull it out tonight, 8-7, leading three separate times. But we got drama once again between a couple of top teams in the North and South Division. Stick around. The postgame show is next right here on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eye.
At this time, please draw your attention to the video board for our post-game show with broadcasters Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey. It's the CNC Connection. Take it away, Chappie.
Thank you very much, Ray. Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back upstairs into the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show, and tonight we saw another back-and-forth ball game that featured six separate lead changes, not as many as Wednesday night when there was eight, but tonight, Colin, it was a game of slim margins. The Guerreros had a lead as large as 3 runs at one stage, 5-2, after Will Bush connected for that 2-run double. It was good to see him get involved in the offense again today, reaching 4 times in the 9 spot. The pitching staff at times, you know, really dominated. Alonzo Treadwell goes a career-long 5 2/3 innings. Amilcar Chirinos picked up some high-leverage outs out of the bullpen. But every single one counts, as we have become well accustomed to in this series when these two top teams come together. And the Woodpeckers were able to benefit from some of those walks by Carolina, but perhaps just not enough hits connected with towards the end, and they lacked a little bit of offense there down the stretch.
Yeah, I've gotten to a great spot to potentially win the game. You load the base with 2 outs. Really good fight after giving away the lead in the top half of the 9th inning. And you look back in hindsight at some of those moments, and I'm sure, you know, Fayetteville will be kicking themselves looking back. But again, it was just another great baseball game between these two teams, as it really has been all week long. And ultimately, you mentioned the margins being so thin. It was really just a ball that kicked off the glove of Anthony Sherwin, rolled away, ended up being a double. And from there on, you know, Ridy Mercado lays down that bunt, and the chaos kind of broke out on the bases. And from there, Carolina was able to parlay that into another run and eventually take the lead for good. But you love to see the fight from Fayetteville down the stretch. Some really good at-bats. They made Baden Root work for those final outs. And yeah, to his credit, he got a big strikeout of Sherwin 10 this ball game. But it just goes to show you, when you got two top teams in their respective divisions battling it out, you know, all it takes is one play, one bounce, anything, and that can be the difference. And it really was tonight. It was another great ball game. Both teams held the lead throughout, and ultimately, kind of like on Wednesday when Fayetteville just had enough to get the victory, today was the flip side of that coin. Carolina takes home the W.
Final line scores in this one: Carolina 8 runs on 11 total hits, no errors. The Woodpeckers 7 runs on 5 hits, a pair of errors, and again, that significant one in the 9th inning that allowed a run to come all the way home, and then another to get down to third. Ultimately, Mercado, the winning run, as Carolina scores the 2 runs in the 9th and wins 8-7. Fayetteville still has a chance to split this series come tomorrow. They have not lost a series yet this year, so they'll try and keep that streak alive with a Sunday victory at 5:05. First pitch in Game 6 of this series, and projected to start for the Woodpeckers is the right-hander out of Mexico, Alain Pena. He's 1-0 with a 2.28 ERA, one of the top strikeout guys in the pitching staff. As for the Carolina Mudcats, they will be sending right-hander Josh Timmerman to the mound, 2-0 with a 4.80 ERA. It is the final game of the series, Sunday baseball, 5:05, and our pregame show will begin at 4:55 on that one on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app or MILB.TV if you're not able to make it out to the ballpark. Thanks again for making it out tonight, everybody. In a very tightly contested ball game, Carolina takes it by an 8-7 final. That'll do it for us tonight, the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. Do get home safely. We hope to see you tomorrow. So long from the booth.